The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
Shotgun for Schnitzler. Looks right, now decides to take off. Tries to get to the right side, does. Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline. Steps out of a tackle at the 30, makes a nice move at the 25. Runs over a man at the 10, and into the end zone for Tyler Schnitzler.
Shotgun formation here, second and goal from the 1. Snap up the middle, low, lunges, and goes in for the touchdown.
This afternoon, it's live coverage of the 55th Annual Nebraska Shrine Bowl from Foster Field in Kearney. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
There's a pitch play to Bowers. He gets outside and now hops back into the center of field. He's at the 15, at the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
McNitt out of the shotgun. Keeps it himself. Why wouldn't he over the right side? First down and more. 10, 5, touchdown, Bearcats. Luke McNitt takes it off the right side for 14, and Kearney answers right back.
For the first time ever, the state's best seniors compete in Kearney to support the Shriners of Nebraska and their 22 hospitals nationwide. It's the North versus the South for the 55th time in the Shrine Bowl. All the exciting action is coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to UNK's Foster Field in Kearney with Sports Director Doug Duda and Larry Baker. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Foster Field on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. It is time for the 2013 Nebraska Shrine Bowl All-Star High School Football Game. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda with you here on what is a day that has been befitting of what we've seen most of the spring and summer so far. Nowhere near seasonal temperatures, which will be great for the football players, but it is very windy here this afternoon, 25 to 35 miles an hour, which, Larry, would affect the passing game, and we all can buy into what the coaches say. But when you talk to the two head coaches and you look at the resumes of Mike Johnson of Waverly and Bill Carlin of Adams Central, they don't put the ball in the air very often.
That's exactly right, Doug. To be quite honest with you, I was going to say in the open, you know, I think the all-time rushing record could be in jeopardy today. The passing receiving record completely safe. The wind will have a lot to do with that, but to be quite honest, if this thing was dead still, these guys are going to want to run a rock today. You've got giant behemoth offensive lines and really good running backs and great running quarterbacks in this game.
Let's take a look at just some brief storylines here as we get things underway, as the wind is coming straight out of the north today. One of the things that obviously will affect is special teams, the kicking game, the punting, which you just don't want to see in an all-star game is the weather become a factor, and usually that's not the case. But you look at the North, and their strength is on the line, offensive and defensive. You look at the South, everybody says they have the skill players, the speed. They're going to want to try and get outside. They're not going to want to run it right between the tackles as you do on a high school Friday night.
You know, and we say it all the time, you know, styles and matchups make fights. This really is interesting, Doug, because you're exactly right. On one side, you've got a massive masher offensive line in the north, and you've got a situation where they're not going to necessarily going to want to run right at them. But on the other side, you get Tre'Davious Hollins. I mean, you get some of these guys that can straight fly, and if they can get outside with that, Doug, this thing will be a great matchup in that sense. But if they have to make their way in between the tackles, guys like Nathan Bujeda from Howell's Dodge and some players like that are going to make things awful rough.
Nick DeLuca is the guy that we saw that was probably the best lineman that we saw all year long.
No question. The thing is about Nick DeLuca, what's going to make him great in this game is a guy like the Howell's Dodge young man I just talked about,
Bujeda.
Nathan Bujeda, having him in front of him. Nathan Bujeda is going to eat one to two of those guys up front. He's going to take that center guard, or if he's in that three-tech spot, maybe that guard tackle. DeLuca's going to run free. I expect him to have a big, big day today.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. We're also live on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com or KKPR.com if you don't want to type it all out. Our high school site, though, always something you can check out with articles, photos, and so much more. And there'll be photos from the Shrine game up this weekend on PlatteRiverPreps.com, also KKPR.com. We want to thank all the fine folks listening in today for the 2013 Shrine Bowl. Coming up, we'll hear from the head coaches. We spoke with them earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Mike Johnson of Waverly and Bill Carlin of Adams Central. The South has the flavor, Larry, of our listening area. You've really just got three kids on the North squad from Grand Island Central Catholic, Riley Shoemaker, Jacob Cornelius of Senior High, and Devin Cronk of Ward. The rest of the kids from the South, Jake Fowler of Adams Central, Luke McNitt of Kearney High, Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw, Alex Lowe from Kearney Catholic, Tyler Rebarger from Hastings, Jackson Gannon from Kearney High, Aaron Schwartz of Aurora, David Squires of Kearney Catholic, Alex Hunt of Aurora, Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central. They're all on the South. And then Kennesaw's Craig Schnitzler and Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic and Sean Mulligan of Adams Central are all assistants on that squad.
Yeah, so there's no question from our perspective or listening area, we'd like to see the South have a big day here with the local flavor they have. One interesting thing here, Doug, is we're watching through pregame warmups. The North is going to do something kind of interesting. You talked about it a little bit off air about maybe coming the North possibly may run two totally different offensive sets, and I'm watching it. When they have Ockery, the young man that played quarterback for Millard North, won a state championship, tremendous athlete. We know he's an option quarterback. He's not going to start the game, but when they've had him in, it is a straight wishbone attack. And that if those offensive linemen for that North side can do that, if they can make that switch from one to the other, they're going to be impossible to defend because they'll go from this kind of spread look or more pro set to all of a sudden a bone attack. And if you're not gap sound in that bone option attack, we've seen what Mr. Ockery can do to defense.
He put five up on Kearney High in a matchup of two of the top five teams in the state on his home field during his senior season. It should be a great football game, and we are looking forward to bringing it to you here on Classic Hits 98.9. When we take a break on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll be back and hear from the coaches. Mike Johnson of Waverly running the North, Bill Carlin of Adams Central running the South, right after this.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to welcome the Shrine Bowl to their new home in Kearney and say congratulations to all the All-Stars playing in today's game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
You've got one smart dad. We've got lots of Chevrolets and Buicks at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Think you're so affordable.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Chevy runs deep.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show from the 55th Annual Shrine Bowl here at Foster Field at UNK. Earlier this week, we got a chance to catch up with both of the head coaches on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Here's part of our chat with the North coach, Mike Johnson of Waverly.
Well, obviously, some of these kids, we're going to know their names in the future, some of them very shortly at the collegiate level, and some of them, are obviously, we have known for quite some time at the high school level. Let's start with the basics, Mike. How has camp went to this point for your North team?
You know, we've had a great camp. You know, as a coach, you never have enough time, but we've used our time well. Our kids have really done what we've asked them to do, and we feel like we are as ready as we can be.
Yesterday, you guys made the trip to the Shriners Hospital, which always seems to change the mood and the atmosphere. I mean, those guys are chewing dirt for the first half of practices. Then they make the trip to the Shriners Hospital. Can you tell anything different? How'd things go yesterday?
You know, it was a fantastic trip. We went to St. Louis, and what the Shriners do is nothing short of miraculous. And I was really, really proud of our kids and how they responded to their kids. It was just a great program. The people there were unbelievably, you know, welcoming, and our kids are kids of great character, and they did a fantastic job.
Mike Johnson of Waverly, head coach of the North for this year's Shrine Bowl. Obviously, for the folks that don't know, to be a head coach, you've had to have been an assistant in the past at the Shrine Bowl, so you've made the trip before. Can you explain to me and the listeners out there maybe what the emotions were like yesterday as opposed to the first time and maybe how things have changed over the years?
You know, I really enjoyed it more because I knew what to expect and I knew what the expressions of the kids were going to be like, and I had a good idea of what was going to happen. And so I was more relaxed. I really got to enjoy the response of the kids and their kids and our kids, and it was just pretty special.
Well, talking, Mike, let's get to a little bit of football now. Talking with some of the coaches, including Coach Carlin, he says, boy, this North team is just made up for what you like to do. You put Ockery back there, you put a whole bunch of running backs, and off you go. Is that true?
That's very true. You know, Ockery is made for the things that we like to do, and our other quarterback, Zach Martin, allows us to really diversify what we do. So we're going to do obviously some option stuff, and we're going to do some things that really fit Zach as well.
Talk about some of the kids that you are just so looking forward before you came to camp to coach, and I'm sure you're going, yep, they're exactly what I thought they'd be.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody is disappointed in any way, shape, or form. You know, there's some obvious kids that just amazed us on film before, and then when we got here, we weren't disappointed at all. DeLuca from Miller North is special. He's a great kid and a great linebacker. The Baja, the kid from Howells, is Howells Dodge, excuse me, is a definite Division I kid, and he does a great job. The Sales kid, he's going from to Ohio, just does a fantastic job. So we have some kids that everybody knows their name that have just done tremendous. But we had a kid. We got a 190-pound guard out of Pierce by the name of Hanlon that is just an unbelievably aggressive, hard-nosed kid. So there's those kids as well that just, you just look at him and you say, you know, there's no way he can get her done, and you watch him on film and he does every single time. And so those are a great joy. You know, obviously he's not going to be an offensive guard at a Division I school, but I'll tell you what, I'll take him.
We're talking with Mike Johnson, head coach of the North for Saturday's Shrine Bowl, and his daily gig is working at Waverly. Let's talk about most of the kids, Mike, from our area always end up on one roster, and then the Grand Island kids end up on the other. So if you could give us some highlights here, we've got Jacob Cornelius from Senior High, you've got Riley Shoemaker from Central Catholic, and then also Devin Cronk from Ord in the listening area. Tell us what you've seen from those guys and what they'll be doing for you on Saturday.
Okay, well, Devin Cronk is exactly what we thought we had in Devin. What an upside, you know. He just has a tremendous first step, and we're going to play Devin at offensive tackle and some tight end. And Devin can get off the ball, and he can make our double tights with Casey Sales at the other tight end pretty intimidating. And he's a pretty special young man. He's done a great job. Cornelius is going to play corner for us, and he does a really good job of coverage and just exactly what Coach Tomlin promised he would do, just this outstanding young man that really understands the game. And then Shoemaker, you know, is playing safety for us, and he's done most of our free safety stuff, and I tell you what, he really is a good football player. So those three kids have just been tremendous.
Mike, when you do an all-star game, you try to get as much talent, obviously, as you possibly can, and then you get into camp and you go, wait a minute, we need somebody to play left tackle. We need another guy to switch over here. Are there any holes on this team at all? Did you have to put some kids where they're not used to playing?
No, you know, we really didn't. We got a couple kids that are going to help us just a little bit two ways to give us some depth both ways, and Trent Austin from Valentine is really, really capable of playing fullback and Mike linebacker, and so that really helps us, and we're going to use him a little both ways. Eddie Key from North Star is just going to be a great offensive guard, and we'll use him at some D-tackles as well. So other than that, I don't think anybody's going to see action on both sides of the ball. It's just we're going to use those guys to gap stop a couple places where we need.
Last minute here with Mike Johnson, North head coach for this week's Shrine Bowl. Give us your assessment of the South, Coach. Where do you think are their strengths? What are you expecting from Coach Carlin and his bunch?
Well, you know, I think Coach Carlin has done a fantastic job over his career, and there's just no getting around his ability to get a team ready. And so I know they're going to play hard. And I think in a all-star game, that is two-thirds of the battle, you know. And I think we're going to play hard. And so I think it's going to be, you know, a couple anvils butting heads, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think both sides are going to be physical, and I think that the South obviously has some very, very talented skill positions, and we really like ours, too. You know, you guys are going to really get a treat. I don't know whether anybody's seen Nate Rogers out of South Sioux City, but, yeah, I'll tell you what, he's a pretty special wide receiver. You know, everybody's going to like his skill set.
That was Waverly's Mike Johnson. He's the head coach of the North squad for today's 55th annual Shrine Bowl. We caught up with both him and Bill Carlin of Adams Central earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to Coach Carlin and hear about the South when we come back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Welcome back to the New Tank Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits from the 55th annual Shrine Bowl All-Star Football Game. As we said, both coaches joined us earlier this week on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Here's our chat with South Head Coach Bill Carlin.
Got a lot of great kids, obviously. Hopefully the best in the state that are going to be competing in this ball game. Take me through where you are halfway through your practices. This is where you really kind of install everything, see where everybody's going to play. You go to the hospital tomorrow and then kind of go through the motions, try and get everything shored up by the end of the week. So where do you think you're at right now?
Well, we pretty much have all of our offense and defense installed. Our special teams are pretty well set up, and so we scrimmaged a little bit yesterday, ran about 30 plays and filmed them, and took a look at ourselves at what we can do well and what we need to improve on, and so I feel we're off to a good start. We're getting we came in with a pretty good sized play package, and then we're whittling it down to fit the strengths of our players. So we feel good about where we're at right now.
Hey, this is Jim Langan here. I see some players. You got two kids from Adams Central, Jess Ackerman and Jake Fowler, and there's two from Kearney High, Jackson Gannon, Luke McNett, two from Kearney Catholic, Alex Lowe and David Squires, and then we've got Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw, assistant coaches Craig Schnitzler and Dave Collins. So that area with you, we've really got quite a few players in this area.
Really do. We're very blessed to have some real talent in our area this year, and those kids deserve every bit of the playing that they're getting this week. And it's a great honor as a coach. Obviously, you know, I look at it as very few get the opportunity to do what we do, and then to be honored by this is just very humbling. So our kids and our coaches are very happy to be here. They're excited about the opportunity.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about those kids, and we'll kind of get to how things are shaken down for the rest of the team here. Any surprises so far from these guys? I mean, some of them are just like Luke McNitt, coming off an outstanding state track meet and track season, and some of the other kids have done some great things getting ready for their college careers.
Yeah, they really are. You know, we're going to play the two Kearney High boys on offense to start out anyway. Luke's going to play the quarterback, him and Najee Jackson out of Lincoln Southeast. They're both very similar in their abilities. They both can run the ball very well, throw it very well. Luke's a little bit bigger, and Najee's maybe a little faster, but they both are great weapons for us. Jackson is playing at tackle for us on offense and has done a nice job for us there. Jesse Ackerman is going to play some linebacker, and Jake Fowler is going to play running back for us. So the Adams Central boys, we kind of split up, and then the two Kearney Catholic kids were playing David Squires at defensive tackle, and Alex Lowe at linebacker. So they're going to get their chance on that side. And then Tyler Schnitzler is playing some defensive back for us. We also have Tyler Rebarger from Hastings High that was a replacement player as we got going, and he's playing some wide receiver for us. So we have some kids there that are very skilled. I mean, great talent, so we're very fortunate to have them.
Well, let's talk about the kids overall. They always want to know how the non-Class A guys mesh with the Class A guys. Has that been going okay so far?
I tell you what, these guys are having a great time. Our camp has been tremendous. They're I have no doubt in my mind some of these guys are making lifelong friends here this week. So our camp has gone great. The kids have meshed really well. The camaraderie has been tremendous. And so we have a great camp going right now. And you know, the idea of raising awareness for the Shriners and the children's hospitals and playing this game to help them raise some money is the big part of the picture. Win or lose, these kids are going to come out of this game with some lifelong friendships, I think. So we're pretty excited about the way they've meshed and blended, and couldn't be happier.
Bill Carlin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the South and at Adams Central High School for the Shrine Bowl coming up this Saturday. Bill, as we talk to you on this Tuesday, Wednesday will be your trip to the hospital. Of course, to be a head coach, you've had to be an assistant coach, so you've been through this process before. And all the times we talk to the head coaches, the first time is that eye-opener, and then they watch all the guys get their eyes open when they go for the first time. What do you tell the kids as they prepare for tomorrow's trip, and what are you expecting from that trip?
We just got done with practice this morning, just a little bit ago, and you know, the kids all have sore legs, and their hamstrings are tight, and they're not used to being in a blocking and tackling position, so their legs are sore and stuff. We said, you guys are and kind of talking how your legs are sore. You're going to go see some kids who sometimes maybe might not even be able to walk or run and see how fortunate you really are. So I think they see the big picture of this also. And so I always look at this game as obviously there's the football game itself. There's a chance for these kids to make friends and do that sort of thing and have the social thing with their teammates. And then there's obviously the reason for the game is the Shriners Hospital and raise some funds to help them make awareness of what they do, and maybe somebody else will make a big donation to them, because there's 22 Shriner hospitals out there that help our kids out, and anything we can do to help them is a benefit then.
And, Bill, let's get down before we let you go here to the X's and O's of the game. What are we going to see from the South, and what are you expecting to see from the North?
Well, they got some great big old linemen over there, and Waverly Mike likes to run the wishbone. They got the Ockery kid from Millard North, who is a great option quarterback. So we think we're going to see some wishbone and option out of them. We think the Martin kid that played for his dad at Omaha North can really throw the football. So we also think we'll see some spread, and they'll wing it around a little bit. By rules, everybody has to play a 4-3 defense, but you can kind of jockey people around a little bit to kind of gain an advantage versus different formations, but defense is pretty much set up. We're going to run a lot of our stuff that we did at Adams Central. A little bit of Maryland eye, but not very much of that, more short yardage, but some pro sets and some spread sets. We're getting some 2x2 and 3x3 spread and throw the ball around a little bit and use the skill these kids have.
I'll bet those kids are going to learn that fullback trap. If they haven't got it down, they're going to get it on the way.
We might throw a little power at them every once in a while and do a little kick-out block with our fullback and run behind our pads a little bit, yeah.
All right, Bill, we want you to have another safe week for the practices that are left. Enjoy the trip to the hospital, and we'll see you Saturday at the first Shrine Bowl to be played at Foster Field in Kearney. Thanks for the time.
You bet, Doug.
That's South head coach Bill Carlin from Adams Central, as we spoke with him earlier this week on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back to Foster Field with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show as we look at the rosters right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Get to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Zeon RS3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
And welcome back to the Shrine Bowl All-Star Football Game, brought to you in part by Kappa, taking great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all of the Shrine Bowl participants from Kappa Grains. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker as the official introductions are being made here at Foster Field for the North and the South Shrine teams. Larry, just about 12 minutes away from getting the ball in the air here. The wind's still whipping out of the north, but this is when you get ready to play football. They've all been having fun. They've all been sweating out there, but now it's time to play a game.
It's really interesting, Doug. As I went down on the field before the game, there was a ton of energy on the field, but as the music changed, they had a lot of music going, and as the music changed, you could really hear the guys starting to war whoop it up and get after it. You're starting to see that fall-like intensity come out of them. For some guys, it's the last time they'll ever put pads on again, Doug, and for others, this really is kind of kicking off next season for them. This isn't like the end of this season. This propels them into wherever they're reporting to here in a couple of months. The intensity's big. And this is a game. The Shrine game is one every year that isn't like a lot of All-Star games where it is kind of a lot of fun. At game time, these guys are very serious about their business.
Well, we are looking forward to bringing it to you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island. Got a chance to catch up with some of the kids on the South roster yesterday, including Kearney High's Jackson Gannon, who's going to be one of the few kids to play on both sides of the football. And here's our conversation with the Bearcats, Jackson Gannon.
You get to play back on Foster Field one more time. How fired up are you for that?
I'm really excited about that, be able to play in front of the home crowd one more time. Hopefully we can pack the stadium. I know they brought in some extra bleachers, and so hopefully we can pack the entire field, and it'll be a lot of fun.
We're used to seeing a lot of Lincoln and Omaha guys in the game, but there's four Kearney guys, two of you from Kearney High, two from Kearney Catholic. Did that make it a little easier going in?
It made it a lot easier just that we knew a couple guys, but we really started to bond together. I mean, we did a lot of fun things together as a team. We'd go on adventures out and down, and we'd play hide and seek, so we had a lot of fun.
You're the hide and seek champ?
No, I'm too big for that.
Well, let's talk about that. Usually the All-Star game, especially in football, we're all looking at the quarterbacks, we're looking at the wide receivers. What's it been like on the line?
It's been great. I mean, I get to play both ways. I'm blessed to be able to play both ways. And, it's been great to be able to go against the top linemen in the state and be able to block for the best running backs and quarterbacks in the state.
Give me one or two guys that you have played against that has just been a joy now that you're playing with.
Tre'Deon Hollins and Josh Frizzell. And those guys, we played against them in the playoffs, and it was fun to play against them, and now I get to play with them, so it's fun.
Has the trash talk been kept at a minimum, or is it pretty high this week?
With the North squad, or?
No, with you guys, even the guys that you guys have played against each other.
Tre'Deon and Luke go at it sometimes. Tre'Deon thinks he tackled Luke by himself, but I don't know.
All right, Jackson. Hey, good luck tomorrow. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. A little bit of Jackson Gannon there. We've also talked with David Squires from Kearney Catholic, Luke McNitt from Kearney High, and Jake Fowler from Adams Central as well. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this Shrine Bowl. Not that that makes a whole lot of difference, Larry, because we're going to see all the kids anyway.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They always come up with, you know, who they think is the best matchup coming out of camp and stuff like that. But really, you're going to see all of them. One of the things that you will see, you talked about it a little bit earlier with Jackson Gannon on both sides of the ball, you'll have some that will play more than others.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And as I talked with one of the coaches there, sometimes you bring on all these all-stars, there might be a spot or two that you're just not all that deep at. And the coaches are pretty pleased with what they have. Here are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's start with the offensive rosters for the North. They will put at center number 54, 6'2", 255-pound, all seniors, of course, Max Morawski of Aquinas Catholic. At left tackle, number 52 from Creighton Prep, 6'4", 270-pounder, Lee Carhart. At right tackle, number 58 out of North Platte, 6'4", 245-pounder, is Luke Wright. The left guard, number 64, 6'1", 270-pounder out of Lincoln North Star, is Eddie Key. The right guard, 76, 5'11", 190-pounder out of Pierce, Aaron Hanlon. At tight end, number 74, 6'4", 260-pounder out of Ord, Devin Kronk. Your flanker is number 24, 6', 180-pounder out of Columbus Lakeview, Nathan Taggy. At fullback, number 10, 6', 180-pounder out of Scotts Bluff, Matt Klein. Number 4, 6', 190-pounder, Landon Stauffer is at halfback. Tyler Kavan will also be right there with him out of Wahoo. And getting the nod at quarterback is going to be number 18, 6'3", 180-pounder out of Omaha North, Zach Martin. Head coach Mike Johnson of Waverly, assisted by Chris Nizzi of Omaha Creighton Prep, Joe Benson of Scotts Bluff, Stephen Gubbles of Arlington, John Backus of Elkhorn, and Seth Stiskel of Waverly. The offensive starters for the South roster. At center, number 55, 6', 282-pounder from Omaha Westside, Corey Kerfman. The guards are number 51, 5'9", 245-pounder out of Omaha Gross, Chad Bertogni. And number 63, 5'10", 250-pounder out of Millard West, Mark Nellis. The tackles for the South will be number 79, 6'4", 240-pounder out of Ralston, Ryan Huff. And number 53, 6'2", 263-pounder out of Kearney High, Jackson Cannon. The tight end is number 83, 6'4", 205-pounder out of Aurora in Alex Hunt. The wide receivers are number 9, 5'8", 170-pounder out of Papillion La Vista, Tyler Rice. And number 35, 6'1", 175-pounder out of Hastings High, Tyler Rebarger. The running backs, number 11, 5'9", 190-pounder out of Adams Central, Jake Fowler. And number 45, 5'10", 230-pound fullback out of Omaha Westside, Harrison Jordan. And getting the start here on his home field at quarterback is number 15, 6'2", 219-pounder from Kearney High, Luke McNitt, who was one of the winners of the Johnny the Jet Rogers Award, along with Isaac Ockery on the north side. And the south is coached by Bill Carlin of Adams Central. He is assisted by Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw, Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic, Brett Front from Omaha Westside, Sean Mulligan of Adams Central, and David Leader from Lincoln Southeast. Those are the starting lineups for the 2013 Shrine Bowl, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more here on Classic Hits in a moment.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Thank you.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Foster Field here at UNK, where the ceremonies continue. The captains are going out with a coin flip with the young Shriners that are represented here today. And, Larry, as we hear so many times in covering and talking to the coaches and players, it all changes when you go to the Shriners Hospital. They bring the kids in. Now, camp is not as long as it used to be. It used to be 10 days. You'd report the Thursday before the game, 10 days before you played it. But now they've moved it up. The kids reported over the weekend. They were in practices on Saturday and Sunday and Monday. They made the trip to the hospital on Wednesday. And what the key is to get all that work in. Then you go to the hospital. Then you try to fine-tune it when you come back, because then you know what it's all about.
That's really right, Doug. This is such a great experience for these kids. And, you know, we're going to talk about football today. It is a game. But this organization and what the Shriners have done is an incredible thing. And for these kids and anybody that you've ever talked to, children are a very emotional thing for all of us, even for these kids. When they go see what those kids have gone through, are going through, and maybe most importantly, Doug, what the Shriners are doing for them, it's a life-changing experience for them. There's a tremendous amount of service learning that goes into this process for these kids.
Well, the South won the toss. They defer. The North will get the ball, and we're about ready to go. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll kick off the 2013 Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com right after this.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to welcome the Shrine Bowl to their new home in Kearney and say congratulations to all the All-Stars playing in today's game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
You're listening to the 2013 Nebraska Shrine Bowl All-Star Football Game here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, 2 weeks from today, it is the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star High School Football Game from Hastings, also right here on Classic Hits. So we're ready to get some football going here, Larry, and the North will be going into the wind to start the football game.
Yeah, they will be. I mean, we get to see it right away. I'm really excited to see just how this thing initially plays out, Doug. It really is kind of speed against power here, and see how this kick goes into the wind. That really maybe is the most interesting part of this, Doug, is how you alluded to it earlier, how this special teams aspect is going to play into this.
Landon Stouffer of Aquinas, Brandon Wallman of Lincoln Northeast stand on their own 7-yard line. And, of course, for the South with the wind, they're going to have to put their finger on the ball to hold it on to the tee here. And Tyler Schnitzler of Kennesaw says, I can do that. And, of course, they're trying to just boot this baby into the end zone and take any kick return special teams away. Ready to boot it away here for the South is Zach Decker from Beatrice. The ball is in the air. The Shrine Bowl's underway. This shall be into the end zone, but it is going to be returned by Stouffer up the middle of the field, the 10 to the 15, and he is going to be wrapped up at about the 18-yard line, and that is where the North will get things underway.
That closed fast, Doug. It looked like Stouffer was going to have a lane. And, I mean, that closed quick. They didn't get it to the 20.
Well, let's see how things start off here, this college or this high school football game on this college facility, and what kind of offense we'll see. Will they pack it in? Will they air it out? And, of course, if you're going into this 25-mile-an-hour wind, you're probably going to see them keep it on the ground.
Wishbone attack here, Doug.
So under center for the North is Zach Martin. And with the first play of this 2013 Shrine Bowl, Martin calls the cadence, and we've got penalty flags to get things underway here.
Yeah, they're going to say somebody lined up wrong here right away.
And you can expect to see maybe a little bit of this. It's no different than the first high school game of the year.
You got
to
eat. You can't throw that flag. You got to eat that. It's an all-star game.
And we'll see how it all plays out here today. So that'll make it first down and 15 as Martin will have Klein and Stauffer. He's also got Kirkland and Kavon that can work with him in the backfield.
Speed.
And Kavon is the back man here in the wishbone. So first down and 15 as Martin takes it, and it's going to be a fullback dive to start the football game. And David Squires is in there right away from Kearney Catholic to help swallow things up, and there is nowhere to go on the first play of the ball game here. The carry going to Marquise Kirkland of Lincoln High.
Inside Beer right off the bat, Doug. Inside Beer, of course, just as we go through this, we're going to see enough of it today. Well, here, I'll let you call this play, and then I'll go through this.
No gain on the play, so it'll be second down and 15 yards to go here. As Martin hustles out, and they go to the I formation here with Kirkland the fullback and Kavon the I back. He'll turn, he'll hand it to Kavon, tries to get to the outside, and does to the 20-yard line, up the sideline, 25, and he'll be ripped out about the 27-yard line as the tackle is made by Colton Steer of Crete. And Kavon, just an outstanding athlete. We saw him first on the basketball court, but a 2,000-yard type rusher on the football field.
Yeah, he can come fly. I mean, he's really good. Not going to huddle here, Doug. They're going wishbone and eye pro here so far. They're going to do it without huddling.
About a 12-yard gain. We'll call it third down and just over 2 yards to go here for the North All-Stars on the opening possession of the football game. As you said, Larry, they go back to the wishbone set. Martin turns. He is going to hand it to Kavon on a little counter, and he's not going to get it. Tries to come off right tackle, and he is stuffed right there. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, those are wide line splits, too. This is kind of interesting. They're running, regular wishbone attack. You'd want those splits to be somewhere around 2 feet. Some people even like them inside of that. But some of those splits are almost as much as 3 feet. I'm talking about the line splits, say how far your guard and tackle are from each other. See, look at this here, Doug.
Got a pretty good spot, so it looks like the North is going to go for it. It's fourth and less than a yard here. And they'll line up to go for it on fourth down, and Ockery is in at quarterback, and he's got the first down. That's your first look at Isaac Ockery, the All-State quarterback. He takes it across the 30 up to the 32-yard line for a gain of four, so they felt more comfortable with Ockery taking the snap on fourth and short than Martin.
Yeah, and he's going to stay, Doug, and I'm telling you, don't blink. Number 14 gets faster, 0 to 60 faster than anybody on this field. I'll promise you that. His top-end speed is unbelievable.
He does not plan on playing college football, but says he's got the itch during Shrine Bowl week, which I'm sure once the game's over it might go away. But what a talent he is. Back to that wishbone set, single wide out to the right side on first down and 10. Ockery pitch out to the right side to the 35-yard line, and cutting back, slipping to the turf will be Matt Klein of Scott's Bluff. He'll be brought down by himself, but we have a man down here. Unfortunately, our first injury of the football game came in the interior line there for the North. It looks like Carhart of Creighton Prep might have got rolled up on, and he is down at the 38-yard line, so they'll take a look at him. But 6 yards on the play from Matt Klein of Scott's Bluff.
Yeah, and I like that play there. They ran just kind of a little reverse pitch where people are going to think Ockery, whatever side he opens to, he's going to keep it. He runs that double wing veer attack for Millard North. You know, and he's 60-70% of their offense on an undefeated state championship team. So I would think you would have to figure he's going to get the ball a fair amount while he's in the game.
Well, and Carhart, he's setting up here. And again, it looked like he got rolled on. That's the one thing about any All-Star game. You don't want to see anybody hurt, but might be a little tender there on the ankle. And he is being helped off the football field. So hopefully Lee Carhart of Creighton Prep can heal up quickly and get back into the football game. You hate to work all week and not get to play in the Shrine.
Yeah, and the best sight on that, Doug, is after about two or three steps, he actually started putting most of his weight on it.
So it'll be second down and four to go here for the North All-Stars. They're at their own 38-yard line with 10 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. Ockery's got him set down to the wishbone again. Looks over that defensive line, now under center. On second down, he'll call the cadence, overload to the right side. They'll go with a counter here to Klein again. He finds his way up to the 40-yard line, keeps the legs turning, and has got the first down up to the 43 on second effort.
Yeah, that was just straight power. They ran power right there, pulled the guard across, and sent everybody into the hole. Fullback kicking out the DN there. That's the kind of stuff they're going to like to do, and where that could get really interesting, coming back to Ockery, as you start running that stuff, and you will get quarterback counter there.
Eddie Key and the replacement for Carhart kind of opening up the lane there on the left side of that offensive line. The center, Max Morawski of Aquinas, comes over the football again. It is first down and 10, second first down on this opening series. Ockery now has two wideouts, one left, one right. Unbalanced backfield, some movement on the line, and Ockery is stuffed as he tries to give to his fullback, and a little miscommunication there. I think the fullback wanted it. Ockery wanted it back, and when you're not used to playing for the last 2-3 years together, you'll see a little mistake, and they'll give him a yard on the play.
That mesh is so important. What you tell your fullbacks, it's got to be a soft squeeze. If you feel tension from the quarterback, let him have it. There's a situation where Ockery had made what was going to be a pretty good read if he was going to be able to get the ball back out of the fullback's belly, and the fullback just put too tight of a squeeze on it and wasn't going to give it up.
Marquise Kirkland, just a solid piece of rock, 5'8", 215, 1 yard on the play. Now they go out of the power eye, and Martin's back in at quarterback. First pass of the game out into the flat here is completed the 45, quickly brought down at the 48-yard line, getting it into the hands there of Nate Rogers of South Sioux City. And Mike Johnson, just kind of off the radar when we talked to him this week, he brought this kid's name up. He goes, he is quite a talent, 6'4", big target.
He's really big. I like what they did there. They showed bubble to the far side and then just came back and threw a zero route to him.
Just 3 yards on the play, so it'll be third down and 6 at their own 47-yard line here in the 2013 Shrine Bowl. First offensive series of the game. They'll go back to the wishbone with Zach Martin as the quarterback here. He'll turn and run option. Now back to pass. Wants to throw it. Looking for Rogers deep downfield. And there is contact and no flag. He did run into double coverage. And there was just enough contact there, Larry, to kind of take him off of his stride. And it's incomplete.
A really nice throw. Great pattern. No question about that. But the contact came really right at the right time, Doug. If you're going to mug a guy, do it right at the right time. And the flag will stay in the pocket.
Ryan McKeever of Omaha Scutt get on the coverage there. So that brings up 4th and 6, and it looks like they will elect to punt the football here. And it is into the wind, so let's see how that affects the kick. The ball is up. Oh, my. It just eats it up. It bounces out of bounds at the 40-yard line of the South. He was kicking it from his own 40. Let's see where they actually spot it. They'll give it to him right there. But that is a punt of about 13 yards.
Yeah, it almost bent backwards. Oh, my, good gravy. Well, so we got to see that first series there, Doug, and we saw the North try to get tough and bow up and run right at him and moved it a little bit, but didn't seem to get anywhere.
Well, here comes the South. Luke McNitt at quarterback here for the South as he'll set him down in a power eye formation. Man split left, man split wide right. And McNitt will turn and hand it off on the first play of the game. Trying to bounce outside is Fowler, and Fowler is swallowed up after getting a yard up to the 40-yard line.
This is what's going to be tough. They go I-Pro there and run ISO, Doug. And I think any type of I-Pro, ISO, two-type power, I think any type of G-power, any type of GT, guard-tackle power football right there is going to be really tough against this North front. I think they've got to try to get to the perimeter and try to get some read option stuff, and that's exactly now we see him get into a spread set here with McNitt.
Yeah, Fowler moves into the slot, and they leave the big guy Jordan back there to block, send a man in motion, and fake the inside handoff. Quarterback draw. McNitt, no, did they
no,
did direct
jet,
snap
jet.
It there. Excuse me.
Yeah, they run
that. Faked out the radio guy.
A little jet sweep there, and that's exactly right. They get that thing to the D-gap, Doug, and the North side is so big and tough. I mean, with Bujeda, Brent Bramer, 6'7", 245 is Bramer. The Elkhorn South defensive tackle, 6'6", 320. Drozic, Elkhorn South, 6'5", 230. That D-line is huge.
Tyler Rice picks up 8 on the play. Now quarterback sneak, and McNitt is across midfield on the quarterback sneak for a South first down. Got a pretty good chunk on that, about 3 yards, and that'll move the stick. So one thing that each coach has to like is that they're able to get at least a first down on their first offensive series of the ball game.
What you'd like to see here is for the South is get in those spread sets, read that defensive end where you can take your tackle and climb to DeLuca, because one of the problems they're going to have by any type of man blocking is DeLuca's going to get a great run fit, C-gap to C-gap, because of how big those guys are up front in front of him.
Now back to the I formation. with Jordan and Fowler. Toss sweep Fowler to the left side. He's got it sealed. Gets to the outside 45. Drags a man with him to the 40, and he's out of bounds on the far sideline, close to the first down marker.
That's a great run. Make those big guys chase. Get into the D gap here. You'll get them a little bit tired. Get them to run and chase to the sideline. Then your B and C gap GT stuff will start to work, Doug.
Fowler, a gain of 9, out of bounds at the North 39-yard line. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. The North had 2 first downs, forced to punt after an incomplete pass. The South now looking for their second first down after a short punt into this big wind. Gave him good field position. I formation again. McNitt, he's going to give it to Fowler on a blast. And I don't know, he spun with second effort. And I'm not sure that he got it on a second effort either. He got stacked up immediately.
Man, ouch. That's the only thing I can say there. Ouch. My good gravy. I mean, he hits the B-gap there. Again, straight ISO. And, oh, Nick DeLuca from Millard North just came downhill.
You keep saying good gravy, and I know it's Polish days up in your part of the country. I'm going to get hungry here, brother.
That's right.
It is third and less than a yard now. The ball inside the 39-yard line. As the North went quarterback sneak last time, will McNitt do it again as they split the backs of the backfield, twins to the right. McNitt long count here, and it is a quarterback sneak, and Luke will have it. He follows his big center up there in Corey Kerfman of Omaha Westside and moves the chains to each team with a couple of first downs. And the clock continues to run as these teams keep it on the ground here, Larry, as we expected.
Yeah, we've seen one throw, I guess two, with the little zero route there. But, you know, the thing is with McNitt, you know, we did several Kearney High games this year, and it just amazes me. That kid is such a great athlete, plays quarterback. He's a shot putter. I mean, just a brick of a kid, you know.
They don't want to throw the ball unless they have to if they're going to continue to move it on the ground. They spread it out again out of the shotgun, and this time McNitt is back to pass. Throws a little flare out here to Rice, complete at the 30. Right sideline, 26. Good open field tackle to bring him down at the 26-yard line. And in on the tackle, it was Riley Shoemaker of Grand Island Central Catholic, but it is good enough for a first down and move the chains again.
Yeah, and Shoemaker makes a great tackle there, Doug. That thing could have gone for a bunch more. You get those guys in space a lot of times, you know, you want to rip your arms, drive your feet, grab cloth, all those simple things, and in space, sometimes that's tough, and Mr. Shoemaker did it right.
Still scoreless, just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, but the South on the move. McNitt out of the shotgun again. This time he fakes the handoff, keeps it himself off the left side, finds a gap over the 25 and down to about the 23, maybe inside the 23-yard line.
Yeah, they just ran that little quarterback power there, and Jackson Gannon from Kearney High pulling from the other side and did a great job sealing that thing to allow his high school teammate to stick that thing in there.
They'll give McNitt a gain of about 4. So for Luke, he's got 3 carries and 9 yards on the ground. Again, twins split out wide to the right, and Tredion Hollins and Tyler Rice, single man out to the left. Out of the shotgun again, McNitt gives it to Fowler off the left side. He got tripped up in the backfield and then swallowed up by the right side. Not the defensive line, but the corners came in and made the play, and Fowler maybe gets 1.
Yeah, Tredion Hollins out there, they rolled the coverage right over the top of him. They were going to make sure 2 stayed there. He is an incredible athlete. You know, I'm sure a lot of people watched him play this year when in the playoffs against Kearney High. You know, and they do a lot of running the ball. They don't throw the ball a ton, but he's just an incredible athlete. Hasn't decided where he's going to school yet or whether he's playing football or basketball, but I'm sure there's plenty of options.
Rebarger wide left, Quentin Williams in. We've got a 5-wide set here with Williams in motion, and they'll hand it to Williams on the end around, and he has got nowhere to go, tries to reverse field, and he is going to lose yardage all the way back to the 29-yard line. And there is a whole host of black jerseys back there led by big number 66, Sam Stoltenberg of Creighton Prep. And now, with the wind behind him, we may see a field goal attempt.
Yeah, and Doug, these kids in high school have been able to cut back against the grain like that a lot of times and make things happen. They're not used to playing against this many kids of their caliber athletically, yeah. And you're not going to make that happen very often.
It is an 8-yard loss that'll move the ball back to the 29-yard line. And Zach Decker of Beatrice is getting ready to kick a field goal, but they're going to have to burn a timeout first. So with 2:49 to go here in the first quarter of the 2013 Shrine Bowl, the North and South are scoreless. The South lining up for a 46-yard field goal. Our Shrine Bowl brought to you by Tampa, taking great pride in doing what they can do to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to the Shrine Bowl from Kappa Grains.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's.
A 46-yard field goal for Decker as he lines up on the right hash. That is a low one. It makes it there, but it is going to be wide left, Larry, and he had enough leg on it, just didn't get it up in the air and pushed it left. So the 46-yard field goal by Zach Decker of Beatrice is no good. We remain scoreless with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and the South's going to come back out. I mean, the North actually moved the ball a little better, the South moved the ball better than the North did. And now we'll see if the North will open this up a little bit.
So after the 46-yard field goal goes wide left, Ockery is in as the quarterback, and out of the option, the ball might be on the ground.
Yeah, no question. It was the exact same thing. They've got to get on the same page here, Doug. Somebody's got to tell him it's a soft squeeze.
Alex Lowe says it's Kearney. It's South ball, and it is. And coming off the bottom of the pile with it for the South is going to be Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central, who will be playing his college ball here at UNK.
He tried to pull the ball, and that's the relationship that we talked about at the beginning of this thing, Doug. If you're going to come in and out of that, that is the risk. Is it just, man, the amount of reps that it takes to run good veer mesh football is amazing, and you just can't get it in a week.
Well, now the South is in a big-time opportunity here, and they are going to change their personnel, and a timeout going to be called by the North because they're not ready to go. I suppose it's one of those that we're, second time we have the ball, we're bringing these guys in, and they weren't ready for the turnover on the first play, but that means the other quarterback, and there are no first or second, but Najee Jackson will be under center here for the South.
Yeah, and he's electric. I mean, he's electric. Of course, most of these guys in this game are, but that's where you see it, Doug. We saw the timeout right before the field goal because the South didn't have the right personnel right there on a sudden change. And you practice, like during the season, you'll practice sudden change every day. At some point, you practice sudden change. These guys have had a week. They've probably practiced it once or maybe never, actually. It's something that they may not have. You have sudden change there, and the defense wasn't ready to come out.
So far, the teams have each one run 10 plays, 9 rushes, 1 pass for the South, 8 rushes, 2 passes for the North. And out of the timeout, we are ready to go. So each team has used one here in the first quarter, scoreless with 2:40 to go. First and 10 for the South at the North 21-yard line here in the Shrine Bowl. Base power eye. Jackson turns, gives it to his fullback, and Jordan gets across the 20-yard line, and Harrison Jordan to about the 18, a little more than a 2-yard gain. It'll be second down at about 7.
That actually looked like it was supposed to maybe be a little outside veer over the tackle, but there was no read. Najee Jackson was getting rid of that thing. I mean, that's not his game, you know.
So Jackson runs over and gets the play from head coach Bill Carlin. Out to the left side is going to be Tyler Rice. And Tradeon Hollins to the right side. Out of that I formation again. Devin Washington is now the I back. Fowler out, fake the handoff, back to pass. Jackson has all day, rolls to his right, steps out of an ankle tackle. Going to have to throw it to the end zone for Tradeon Hollins, but he can't haul it in. He was running out of real estate.
And they blasted Najee Jackson, and you got a flag that came out, Doug. I'm sure that's going to be a personal foul there. If he puts just a little more air under that, that would have been a touchdown there to Tradeon Hollins.
Looks like Luke Drozik was in there on the late hit. And that'll be half the distance and move the chains. And that'll make it first down and goal. We'll move the ball inside the 10-yard line, I do believe. And let's see where they officially mark it down here. The official standing on the 10. Take it to the 9-yard line, and it will be a first down. So first and goal here for the South with a minute 53 to go in a scoreless first quarter in the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, the kind of the South's been on the right side of the fortune here so far, Doug, and how a couple of things have gone.
Hollins left, Rice right, out of the I formation, handed to the I back. Washington tripped up immediately, lunges forward just across the line of scrimmage.
And Connor Ketter out of Norfolk Catholic made a great play there, Doug. Made a really, really nice tackle.
Well, this is one of the things we talked about during the week, during the pregame, Larry, is that it's going to be very tough for the South to run it between the tackles. They want to get to the outside, and, of course, the closer you get to the end zone, the tougher it is to do that. Less ground to cover there for the North All-Stars.
That's exactly right. They've had their best luck when they've gotten in these 2x2 and 2x1 sets in the spread out of the gun, which is what they're back in now.
Najee Jackson, 5 wide, takes the low snap, looks left underneath route, and he throws it short. Intended there for Quentin Williams. Rebarger took the defensive back into the end zone, and it was just simply underthrown at the 8-yard line. So now it's third down and goal from just inside the 9-yard line.
That was going to be pretty good, too. They were running a little combo scheme there, a clear-out scheme, where the number one receiver ran 2-3 slant. The two receiver runs the speed out. And in that coverage, that 2-3 slant is going to take the corner. The overhang backer cannot get across that receiver's face. He'll be open every time there, and he just one-bounced it.
Let's see if Jackson can use his feet here, as he's got two to the right with a slot to his right out of the shotgun. Again, a low snap, rolls right, looking, pump fake, running out of real estate. Jump pass is incomplete at the one-yard line. Well defended there again by the North All-Stars. And so it'll be fourth down and another field goal attempt coming up. Riley Shoemaker again in on the coverage. Nate Meyer of Pierce there as well. So it will be another field goal attempt for Zach Decker, who was wide left on a 46-yarder just about 90 seconds ago. This one will be a lot more manageable, a 26-yarder. Tyler Schnitzler is the holder from the right hash. The ball is down. The kick is away, and it is good inside the right upright. So our first score of the Shrine Bowl, it is the South 3, the North nothing. 101 to go here in the first quarter, and we'll be back with more on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Isle, and Aurora right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Back again will be Stouffer and Brandon Wallman for the North, and Decker ready to boot it away. The North fumbling it away, and it cost them 3 points. But as you said, Larry, it's not like the South is moving the ball. They've got the help of a couple of penalties out there and then that short punt on the first series of the game.
Yeah, the North's defense has been as good as we thought it would be.
Decker boots it. It is returnable, and it's taken at the 3-yard line there by Brandon Wallman up the right hash. Has a hole, 20, 25, 30, and out to the 33-yard line. And again, special teams in any All-Star game is always special because sometimes you've got to move some kids around to fill that out.
Well, and none of these kids, Doug, were playing kickoff and kick return this fall. I can assure you of that.
Blocking, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these kids weren't on your kickoff and kick return team. These are the best kids on your team and outside of the returners. So basically we've got first teamers against guys that have never done it since they were freshmen or sophomores, you know.
So first down and 10, the ball will be marked at the North 32-yard line. Isaac Ockery in there. They fumbled it on the last play that led to the 3-point field goal. Ockery with a hard count now takes it, hands it off to Kavon, who's pressured to the backfield on the short side, just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage and nowhere to go. How about Josh Frizzell of Omaha Central flying in there and making him change directions, and Kavon gets back to the line of scrimmage, and it looks like that's all.
Yeah, Dave Colling's got his defensive line fired up here. He's doing a He must have done a great job with them this week, because this defensive line here for the South team has looked pretty good.
Kavan in there again, still with Klein and Kirkland. Probably not as many backs for the North as we would see from the South. And this could be the last play of the first quarter. Down to 15 seconds to go. Ockery taking a lot of time. Play clock down to 2, down to 1. Takes the snap. Pitches it out here to Gavan. Tries to get him to the outside. He's chased to the sideline. Gets to the 35. Lowers his shoulder. He's pushed out of bounds at the 39-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 7. And stop the clock with 5 seconds to go here in the quarter.
Yeah, and here we go again. I mean, this really is old-school football. I mean, 3rd and 3s, 3rd and 4s, 3rd and 5s. I mean, it's what we've seen so far through the day.
And they've actually, on the North squad, had a little more success going outside, which was what the South was hoping to do. So 3rd down at about 2.5 yards to go out of the wishbone. Rogers split out wide to the right. Ockery with his same contingent of backs, and Kavan, Klein, and Kirkland. Checks the bracelet, checks his armband, gets the play, sets him down. And it's going to be option again. Ockery to keep it. He's hit. He spins forward. He will not have the first down. He got over the 40 to the 41-yard line. Maybe not even quite to the 41. It's going to be 4th down and a full yard to go.
Yeah, and the interesting thing there is, Doug, is Ockery didn't even put it in his belly there. He actually cradled the ball and made it look like a fake, I'll say. And that's no good. I mean, I'm sure that's probably the exact same play they were running the previous 2 times. And Ockery wasn't going to give him a chance to take it from him this time.
And the first quarter of the 2013 Shrine Bowl, the first to ever be played at Foster Field at UNK, is in the books. It is the South 3, the North nothing. We'll be back with 4th and short to start the second quarter right after this timeout on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Foster Field, where the 2013 Shrine Bowl is 1 quarter in the book. South 3, the North nothing. Again, the South has most of the players in our listening area. The North has our 2 Grand Island players and Devin Kronk of Ord. But Kearney Catholic, Hastings, Adams Central, Kennesaw, all on the South squad. As we start the second quarter, it's 4th and a solid 1 yard to go for the North at their own 41-yard line. And it looks like they're going to line up to go for it. Ockery got him this earlier in the game, but the last couple of times he's kept it, there's been nowhere to go. Full house backfield again out of the wishbone on 4th and 1. And Ockery, pitch play out to the left side. First down and more. 45, 50, back up the middle of the field. It's Kavan, and he's drugged down from behind at the South 30-yard line. And a biggest play of the game right there for the South.
That was big. Gets the pitch play, but makes a great cut, cutting that thing back against the grain.
Tyler Kavan, 29 on the play, all the way to the 30. They're trying to go no huddle, but they don't have the right personnel on the field. And Zach Martin is now going to check back in at quarterback for the North. And Ockery will check out. Rogers trying to find the right place on the field. They'll switch their wide receivers. Rogers will go to the left side, and splitting out to the right side here is going to be Nathan Taggy of Lakeview. Single man in the backfield, Martin. Going to give it to his fullback, power it straight ahead to the 25-yard line. Good power run of 5 yards.
Yeah, they did a nice job there. They just went with the 2x2 set there, a little mirror set, and left the fullback right where he'd been. That will open you up to be able to run some beer game, no question, because in this 4-3 look that they're looking at, it drags those 2 backers out, and it becomes a 4-1 inside there.
Kirkland with a gain of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. Both teams were 30 yards and less of offense in that first quarter of play. 2nd down and 5 now, back to the wishbone set with Martin.
He's going to hand it to Kavon, trying to get to the right side. Breaks a tackle, lowers a shoulder. The 22 lunges forward to the 21. He'll be short of the first down by about a yard. So Kavon picks up four.
I really like how Kavon runs. He's pretty low center of gravity. We know he's fast, but he runs behind his pads, Doug. And that's one of the things that you really work hard to teach young backs to do, is to run behind your pads. Don't be a sponge. Deliver the blow. Don't absorb them. And many running backs struggle with that.
Ackerman gets the tackle. Third and one at the south 21-yard line. 3-0 south. 10:20 to go here in the first half of play. Back to that wishbone look. Full house backfield. Martin gives it to Klein this time. Trying to get to the left side. Has the first down at the 20. And then he is ripped down on the outside by Alex Lowe of Kearney Catholic after he picks up the first down. Lowe, one of the leading tacklers in the state this year, regardless of class.
Yeah, like in the universe. The numbers that kid put up in his career, Doug, are off the charts.
Gain of about three. They'll officially mark the ball down at the 18-yard line as the North with their best drive so far here in the ball game, and that became evident on that 29-yard run by Kavon on fourth and one. Now Akri is back in there, ball in the left hash. He'll hand it to his fullback, who crashes forward to just about the 15-yard line. Looks like they'll mark him just short. And Kirkland is there again. Marquise out of Lincoln High. They're trying to make him get the tough yards. He'll get two.
Is it 1989? When is the last time we've seen a game like this with all the fullback play and bone and all those types of things? This is quite a blast from the past.
Very physical, and even with that 25-mile-an-hour wind at their back, the North not really putting the ball in the air. Akri on second down and eight. This time runs option to the right side, dives forward over the 15 and gets to about the 13-yard line, but it's been high, hard going for the Super State quarterback from Millard North.
Yeah, it has. They haven't. They'd really like to get him to the perimeter where he can show his wheels, and haven't seen it anywhere close.
So Isaac Akri, they're going to give him about three. We'll call it third down and five. The ball is at the 13-yard line. They need to get across the eight, so it's third and a full five here. With 8:50 to go in the first half, 3-0 south, the North on the move. Akri takes some time to look over the defense, which has to stay in a 4-3. And now Akri, quarterback bootleg to the right side, trying to stretch it, turns the corner to the 10, to the 5, dives to the pylon, and he's in there for a North touchdown. But there is a flag on the field. There is a flag on the field, and it's holding, and call it back. The flag came right where he started to make his move on the right hash, and instead of a touchdown, it'll be third down and 10. Move it back to the 18. That's just our second penalty, our third penalty of this ballgame.
But you see how electric he is, Doug. That's the exact play we talked about earlier. They're going to run that power, 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 show all that motion, and he'll come back. He hits the edge, and, I mean, there is just nobody better at that in the state. Maybe hasn't been in I don't know how many years. He is amazing. Once he hits that corner, A, he gives you such a small target that even if you're in position, you can't get the tackle made, and he's so fast, it's hard for you to make it.
And now they bring Zach Martin in, the throwing quarterback, because they've got to cover some ground here. Third down and 10. Ball actually moved back to the 20-yard line, so it's third and 12. They still go full house backfield. Look for that fade to Rogers, maybe. That's exactly what it is. One-on-one to the end zone, and it's through his hands. Well covered out there by Quentin Williams. But Quentin stands at 5'7", and they've got Rogers out there, Nate, at 6'4". And it just wouldn't connect with his hands. Well-thrown ball by Martin.
Beautifully spun ball. You'd like it to be to the other shoulder. You want it to be to the other shoulder of the DB. There he even though he's shorter, he allowed that DB to make that play. You throw that to the other shoulder, and the DB is completely taken out of the game.
South probably made a little mistake there. That's not the matchup that they wanted over there one-on-one.
But a field goal attempt to try and tie the game here is coming up for the North All-Stars. And to attempt the kick is Jordan Beller of Norfolk Catholic. High snap. They get it down. The kick is away, but it is going to be pushed to the right, and the 36-yard field goal is no good, Larry.
Yeah, he just pushed the ball there, Doug. But the defensive back there, going back to their play, one of the things that's really nice to see him stay engaged and make a nice play there. Games like this where it's all run, all run, all run, many times you see those DBs, especially corners, disengage from the game and get nailed on a play like that because they've lost focus. It was a double move, play fake away, and he stayed right in the hip pocket there of the receiver and made a nice play.
High snap on that field goal affects it, and so the touchdown wiped off by the hole. They come up empty, and now the South with Luke McNitt looking to throw out of the shotgun, and he'll overthrow everybody because it was well covered. The North had that done, and McNitt got rid of the football.
Yeah, there was nobody home there. They tried to run kind of a flood scheme to the boundary, and there was nobody open there.
And both teams, one of three through the air. McNitt has an 11-yard completion and a 3-yard completion for the North. Right now, the North has 86 yards on the ground. The South getting their first real work here since that field goal. They only have 23 yards of total offense on the ground, 34 total in the ballgame. 3-0 South, 8:21 to go, the 2013 Shrine Bowl here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. McNitt fakes the inside handoff, comes straight ahead, and he'll move it to about the 24-yard line. Gain of 4, it'll be 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, a little inside zone play there for the quarterback. And, man, did he run that well in his high school years, Doug. He got a lot of A-gap yards. You know.
Well, there was some time there where injuries to the running backs almost necessitated that Luke McNitt was getting basically 75% of the Bearcats' offense, whether it was on the ground or through the air.
4,500 yards and 50 touchdowns in his high school career.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Tredion Holland split out wide to the right. Rebarger is to the left. Fowler is in as a blocking back. McNitt is out of the shotgun. 3rd and 6 at their own 24-yard line. Again, low snap. McNitt has it. Tries to flare it out here to Fowler, but again, it's well covered. And also over there was Tyler Rice. And he just kind of threw it in the donut hole of where they were. So incomplete. And now the South will have to boot it in to this 20-25 mile-an-hour win.
Now we saw the North boomerang one here punting this way. Now the South gets the chance.
A 13-yard punt when the North had to do it. That set up the South for their only points. McNitt, interestingly enough here, is the up back for any fake possibilities. I don't think you'd want to do it here. And the snap is good. The punt, low line drive. That's a beauty. It'll take at the 42-yard line, and then slipping and falling down right there will be the North return man, which is Maurice Moore of Lincoln North Star. But still, pretty good field position. That's a nice punt of 33, 34 yards, it looks like, into that blustery wind of 25 mile an hour. And the North will take over 1st and 10 at their own 42, trailing 3-0.
He did a nice job to get it out of there. That could have been a lot worse.
Shrine Bowl brought to you in part by Kappa. Did you know they have a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Martin back in at quarterback now. And it looks like they're going to spread the field a little bit with 4 wideouts. Twins right, go tight end to the left. Lone setback. Swing pass out here is complete at the 40-yard line. And the ball is fumbled by Kavon. It's loose on the turf, and it is covered by the South. After the completed pass and the fumble recovery by Zach Decker, the defensive back out of Beatrice, the 2nd turnover for the North.
That great little call. They run bubble screen. They spread him out again in that 2-by-2 set. Left the fullback there. Ran bubble screen. He was in great position, and just he went to make one cut, and the ball squirted forward about 10 yards.
So a tough break here. Just when it looked like the North might gain some momentum, they haven't been able to do a whole lot. And Kavon, who had such a great game up to this point, fumbles the ball away. And so it is back to 1st down here. And Najee Jackson on the option keeps it, fakes the pitch, and then just gets walloped as he crosses midfield at the 45-yard line. He's going to get about 8 on the play.
I'm telling you, his athleticism makes that look really good. But you can tell that's not what he's done in his high school career. The actual veer fake wasn't very good, and then he gets out there and starts running. But when you turn that corner in that veer scheme as a quarterback, you've got to be ready. It's not like turning the corner in a spread scheme where you're going to be in space. There's an outside linebacker out there waiting for you.
Maurice Moore on the tackle, and he let him have it. It's a gain of 8, though. Back to the I formation. It is 2nd down and 2. And they'll hand it to the fullback, who breaks one tackle and lunges forward in Harrison Jordan, and he's got the 1st down here for the South to the 41-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 3.
Yeah, and Harrison Jordan is a bowling ball. He's out Omaha West Side, 5'10", 230.
Well, I thought we were going to see some scoring here today, and even with all the ground, you expected all the ground game, and it is 3-0, and both teams have had some missed opportunities. The North just had a touchdown call back by a hold.
3-0 South, 6.5 to go here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Najee Jackson out of the I formation. Pitch play to his teammate Washington, who gets to the right side, cuts back over the 40, inside the 35, still running, and he's going to be brought down just short of the first down at about the 32-yard line, a gain of 9 for Devin Washington.
That's what I think you need to start seeing here a little bit. Devin Washington has had an incredible high school career out of Lincoln Southeast. You'd like to see them get him a little more involved here, Doug. Truthfully, the North just hasn't been able to get out of its own way. They've really played, when they've done it right, they've played pretty well, but they just have made mistake after mistake after mistake, and they've all been the big kind.
So it is second down, a long one. Najee Jackson sets him down against that four-man defensive front to Washington off the left side, and he is going to lose yards. He never had a chance. The left side of that offensive line shoved right back into him.
Fullback got lost there, Doug. Fullback was supposed to lead inside, and he went out to kick out an end that was getting blocked by the tackle, and then he just kind of became a fan.
That was Connor Ketter, who called his name a couple of times. He's the one that got in there in a loss of about 2 on the play. We'll call it third down and 4. And we'll see if the South can keep things going here, get into field goal range, which would be very, very tough into this win. So they're thinking touchdown. Jackson on 3rd and 4. Power eye formation again. 3-step drop. Throws it out here in the flat. And again, bounces it out there, trying to get it to Tradion Holland. So both times that Jackson has tried to throw the football, he has come up woefully short, unfortunately.
Yeah, on both sides today, we've seen him throw it, and it didn't look very good.
And it was right at the first down marker, and it is surprising because you're right in that spot of the field at the 35-yard line where you'd like to go for it. They're bringing in the punter right now in Zach Decker.
This is actually a pretty decent idea here, Doug, where he can blast it into this wind. He doesn't have to finesse this punt, probably.
And so they will punt it away, and his pooch punt is headed to the 5. It bounces. Oh, it's fielded at the 2 by Moore. Up to the 5. Spins to the 10. And he'll be pushed backward right there. Surprising. I don't know if Moore knew where he was on the football field because that was headed into the end zone. And instead, the North will be pinned inside their 10-yard line. But again, the wind at their back. And let's see if Coach Mike Johnson finally starts to put the ball in the air with 4:47 to go in the first half. The South 3, the North nothing here in the Shrine Bowl.
You'd be tempted to try to stretch the field here just a little bit and see where you're running this, again, in an all-star game. It's a 4-3. You got a cover 2 over the top. Tons of stuff that can beat it, and you're not going to see any blitzers. You know, a lot of times deep down here you don't want to do it because you don't want to get blitzed, but you're not going to see a blitzer here.
And it's Zach Martin in at quarterback with the wishbone look. Martin's going to give it off to Klein. The fullback from Scott's Bluff will bring it out across the 10 and make it across the 15-yard line to about the 16, and that's a gain of 7.
Yeah, that was a really nice job there. That's just old school halfback power there, sending the fullback and the other halfback up in and slamming everybody in there and getting what you can get.
Been pretty impressed with Matt Klein so far in this football game. We'll talk more about some of these young men and hear from some of the area athletes like David Squires and Luke McNitt and Jake Fowler during our halftime report. Now back to the I formation. Turn and Kavan off the left side, and Kavan will make it out to the 20-yard line right at the first down. Sticks and should have it.
But there again, Doug, he gets right to the sticks, line of scrimmage, and there's not much there, and he just sticks his head in there and drives, and he runs behind his pads well enough.
But you can pick up that first down and say that we've got a holding penalty, the second hold, fourth penalty of the game of the North. The South has been clinging to this point, so instead of a first down at the 20, they're right back inside their own 10-yard line here, marking the ball at the 9. And we'll replay the down. Second down and 10.
God, if it, the North has to stop playing the North. You know what I mean? If the North had just focused on the South here, they're in good shape. But they just keep making the big mistake.
Well, and give credit to those interior linemen on the South. The North really hasn't run the football right up the middle as many anticipated. You've got David Squires in there. You've got Zach Oselke in there, and now we've got another timeout by the North, so that'll be their second timeout here of the half, and we'll take one with them. 3:55 to go in the first half of the Shrine Bowl. South 3, North nothing. It's 2nd and 10 for the North at their own 9 when we come back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
You're listening to the 2013 Shrine Bowl here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. And we have a 3-0 South lead over the North with 3:55 to go in the first half. It is 2nd and 10 for the North at their own 9-yard line. Zach Martin is your quarterback out of Omaha North. They're back to the wishbone set behind him. And Martin with a little bubble toss out here to Rogers. It's caught at the 10, makes a move to the 15, tries to work for some extra yardage, and he's brought down by his shoulder pads right there. So a gain of about 6 on the play. And making the tackle for the South is Ryan McKeever of Omaha Scud.
Yeah, he tried to cut that back inside, Doug, and you always tell those kids, you have to tight turn that to keep it outside. Everybody from inside is running full speed at you from that way. The ground closes twice as fast. You can't cut that back in.
So Nate Rogers, a gain of 6. It's 3rd down and 4 now for the North. Even when they throw the ball, they've been staying out of that wishbone, and Rogers is split out wide to the right, the only wide out here for Martin. It's going to be a pitch play to Klein, right side. He gets to the 20. He's got the first down. McKeever makes the tackle again, but not until he gets to the 22, a gain of 6.
Great run fit by McKeever there. He scraped across and filled beautifully.
Matt Klein out of Scott's Bluff. Looking real good.
Got another flag on the field, Doug.
Oh, and this is on the far side of the field, away from the play.
Not sure what this would be.
Maybe a sideline warning?
Well, I would say they saw some sort of procedure.
Klein going to go play at Shadron State. And the flag, they're pointing towards the south of the defense. Let's see what the white hat tells us here. This would be the first penalty of the ball game against the South.
Might have just given the North a first down. In fact, I'm sure it did.
Well, they had the first down on the play. So maybe this is something that will be declined. We still have not had an indication. But the North is ready to go as soon as the referees are. Oh, this is probably one of those where you've got to play the 4-3. They're going to say they weren't lined up properly. And so the penalty will be declined. And it's still good enough for a first down on the 6-yard run by Matt Klein. So move the chains out to the 22-yard line. 3:06 to go here, first half. Now the North has just one timeout. And they still have 78 yards to cover here before halftime. Zach Martin stays in there. He split some time with Ockery, but it seems like Martin has actually got maybe more snaps than Isaac.
Yeah.
Again, Rogers the only wideout. And back to pass, they want to throw to Rogers. It's a one-on-one move down the sideline. Jump ball. And it's still a jump ball. They go out of bounds, and Rogers is going to get credit for the reception at the 40-yard line of the South.
Beautiful throw.
Coverage there by the South goes to Zach Stovall, but give Nate Rogers credit.
Yeah, that was a really, really nice pitch and catch. Rogers did a great job of going up and competing for the ball, Doug, at the highest point.
So they are wanting to get Nate Rogers one-on-one, and they've done that a couple of times, and finally he hauls in a money pass, and it's going to be officially marked at the 38-yard line of the South, so now they've got all kinds of time here. Martin turns, hands it to Kevon, right side, tries to get outside, cuts back at the 35, makes a man miss to the 30, and the ball came out again, but his knee's down at the 28-yard line right at the first down marker. Tyler Kevon out of Wahoo. He is playing very, very well. You always look at these guys. You know the linemen are playing well, but they never receive the MVP honors.
Right. Kevon there, though, just needs to go down. He put it on the ground again there. His knee was down, but he put it on the turf again there. He's fighting for those extra yards. Incredibly tough runner. But you also have to be smart enough as a ball carrier to know when to get to the ground.
9 yards on the play, so that brings up 2nd and 1. They'll bring Ockery in now to run the wishbone. Same set in there with Klein and Kevon. go to their second string fullback here, and Akre to keep it himself over the right side and didn't get a whole lot, but does have enough for the first down. Again, great job out there by Ryan McKeever and Quentin Williams. We've called McKeever's name out of Omaha Scutt, the linebacker, quite a few times now.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. His run fits have been really, really good.
In there at fullback now for the North All-Stars is Trent Osnes out of Valentine, who Coach Johnson was very high on, can play both sides of the football. So first and 10, a minute 40 and counting to go here in the first half. But the North has moved it to the south 27-yard line, trailing 3-0 with a minute 35. Akre, counterplay, Klein trying to get to the outside, gets a great seal block, takes what he can get on the left seam, and gets down to the 22-yard line, gain of about 5.
Now, old-school power there. Pull the guard, lead him up through on the outside linebacker, kick the end out with the fullback.
Looks like we may have another flag on the play, though, and we do in the – or did we get a timeout? Neither one. They blew the play dead for some reason. It looks like one of the guys, maybe Akre, got rolled up on. So he's got to come out of the ball game. It'll be second down and about 5 yards to go here. As back in at quarterback will be Omaha North's Zach Martin. They're going to go I formation for a rarity. Kavan, the I back. Quick little pop pass out here into the flat is going to be complete at the 17-yard line. And the tackle is made immediately as they throw it out into the flat to Nathan Taggy of Columbus Lakeview. Not enough for the first down, a gain of about 5. It'll be third down and 1.
Now, this is normally where they've been bringing Akre in the game.
But he got twisted up, so it's third and 1, clocked down to 40 seconds to go. High formation again. Now Martin wants to change the play. He's got Rogers out to the left side. Nate's there. He's got Taggy to the right. And we've got penalty flags. It looks like movement on the offense. Changing the play, they jumped on the left side. And instead of third and 1, it's third and 6.
Gosh, I mean, this is a beautiful drive, Doug. I mean, this thing started at the 9-yard line. They just got to get out of their own way here. They've done a great job flipping the field, but they really need to turn this into points.
And they're running out of time, and yeah, the clock running again now, and they're not on the ball. They won't get this snap till at least 20 seconds.
Does anybody realize it?
Under 20 seconds. Martin's still not under center. Finally sets him down on the wishbone. Pitch play outside Kavan. He's trying to get to the corner, dancing, gets to the line of scrimmage and runs right over the yard marker. Should have it at the 16-yard line, stopping the clock with 11 seconds. And the North really wasted a whole lot of time on just getting one play off there from about the 50-second mark to now 11 seconds to go.
Yeah, I mean, they've only got one timeout left, but with that, then they need to have some semblance of sense of urgency.
Well, they've only got time for two plays now with or without that timeout.
That's
so
true.
They can burn it. They can get into the middle of the field here, but if you're thinking touchdown, you got to throw the ball here. Otherwise, you're just trying to set up for a field goal. Ball on the left hash, first and 10 at the 16 with just 11 seconds to go. Nate Rogers, the only wideout out here, wide to the right. Wishbone set. Martin looking for him, has time. Slant pattern, it is almost intercepted. And the ball is knocked away. And again, on the hands, Zach Stovall. And when the ball was deflected, Larry, it almost went into one of his North teammates' hands.
Here's the tough thing. You go full house with a tight end, only one receiver in a two-high look, Doug. That safety's going to be inside. You run a slant. Your corner is able to really play that outside hip and just trail, and you run him right into the coverage. The play call actually there ran him into the coverage.
And now Jordan Beller from the left hash will try a 33-yard field goal attempt on what will be maybe the final play of the half. Missed one earlier on a high snap. This is a good snap. This is a good kick. It is away, and it is good as time expires here in the first half. So, after missing one earlier, we've got two field goals, a 26-yarder by Zach Decker of the South from Beatrice, and now a 36-yarder from Jordan Beller of the North as time expires. And we are at halftime of the 2013 Nebraska Shrine Bowl, the North and the South tied at 3, Larry. And, boy, this looks like I hate using the word heavyweight fight, but there just hasn't been a ton of excitement. You've had a couple of big plays. And the North has really hurt themselves. Two turnovers. They have 5 penalties. The South has none. South really hasn't done much.
No, and when you actually look at where the North's penalties were, like at what part of the game and they've really hurt themselves. You know, they've moved the ball really pretty well. They just either turn it over or have gotten a penalty. The South just really has done nothing. Their 3 points was set up by a poor punt, a penalty, and then a fumble, really kind of in that succession, and it puts them in a spot to kick a field goal. But they literally are sitting here with very, very few yards. The South has got 16 rushes, 44 yards, 55 total yards, Doug, is all the South has been able to muster here. They're 1-6 passing. 55 total yards is all we've seen out of them.
Well, we will talk more about that. We'll hear from some of the kids that are playing in the Shrine Bowl from our listening area, including David Squires of Kearney Catholic, Jake Fowler of Adams Central, Luke McNitt from Kearney High. We heard from Jackson Gannon in our pregame today. And we'll give you the first half stats, all that, and a whole lot more coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here at Foster Field in Kearney, site of the 2013 Shrine Bowl. And we're back with more after this.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the 2013 Shrine Bowl here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com and KKPR.com. Our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report brought to you by the fine folks at Ravenna Sanitation, saying your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Pair of field goals, 3-3, the North and the South are all tied up here. In fact, both teams are 1-2 in field goals today. Each team has missed their first one and made their second one, so 3-3 is your score here at the half. We had a chance to catch up with some of the young men yesterday as they went through their final run-through practice here at Foster Field. Of course, they are still at Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan this year. They are expected to have their full camp in Kearney next year, and for the folks at Kearney, they're hoping well beyond that. We'll hear from some of these guys in a moment, but they were just bussed in yesterday and have been here since about yesterday at this time. And I still get the feeling it doesn't matter how good Kearney does, and they have done a good job, and there is a very good crowd here. It's not a sellout, maybe ticket-wise it is. I've heard some numbers there. But if you look at the folks around here, I'd say we've got at least 5,000 folks on hand here. Talking with Peter Yazvak at UNK about 40 minutes before the game, thought it was close to 4,000, and it filled in since that point.
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, Doug, I mean, it's actually a great atmosphere. The crowd, when things have happened, the crowd's been loud. Kids have been able to find their parents, that kind of thing. On the field, I actually really like the atmosphere. I'm sure there's something maybe taken away in a sense of the kids not playing at Memorial Stadium, but I like this atmosphere a lot better. It actually feels like a football game instead of being in a parking lot and having some guys run around.
Well, if the NCAA ever changes its rule, I'm sure that it will go back to Memorial Stadium, but that is in the future, and it is guaranteed to be here in Kearney next year for sure. Well, let's hear some of those interviews. Let's talk with, again, I talked with these young men yesterday. We'll start with Kearney Catholics. David Squires, a little couple minutes I had with him yesterday before the game.
Mr. David Squires, his name's been out there, and again, getting to play here at home, even though it's not necessarily your home field. But David, how's the week gone for you?
It's been amazing. I came in kind of nervous because, I mean, these are big boys, but you got something to prove when you're not in the top classes, and you go in there, and I mean, within a couple hours, I've met friends that I know I'm going to be friends with for a while now, and the competition's great, and it's just a good time.
from a football standpoint, what have you learned this week?
I've learned that you can't, I mean, in the next level for sure, you're not going to be able to take a play off because I'm playing with some of the best kids in the state right now, and it's kind of like a college atmosphere type of a game because of all the talent. And in Class C, there's plays where, I mean, you're not going up against guys that are Shrine Bowl material, and you can take a couple plays off. So I've learned that you got to bust it, and everything you get, you have to earn.
Tell me a little bit about, I mean, you're only going to get one chance to play in a Shrine game, so obviously you know the talent is there, but what kind of team do you think you guys have for tomorrow?
We have a very tight chemistry team. I don't think I've ever seen a group of guys get together so close. I mean, in a couple hours, we were all best friends, and I think that's going to be huge in our game. I mean, of course, everyone's got talent. Both teams have talent, but our chemistry just seems to be right at the top.
And finally, how much fun has the week been?
The week has been so fun. I mean, I don't know if anyone's seen some of the pictures or videos going on, but the South team, we like to have fun, and all those interviews and stuff, they're good, but it's just good to have a good time.
All right, Dave, best of luck in the game. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Doug Duda.
Hey, welcome back. That was our interview, our chat yesterday with David Squires of Kearney Catholic as they wrapped up his final practice before the ballgame. I like Jackson Gannon. We had him in the pregame saying, hey, yeah, we played some hide-and-seek. He wasn't the hide-and-seek champion, though.
So no, that is kind of the cool thing, all the different things these kids do at this camp, and they'll make friends that will last forever.
No doubt about it. A couple of other sports notes here while we are at halftime. Tiger Woods shoots a 44 on the front nine today at one of his favorite venues, Jack Nicklaus's setting, and he shoots a 79 on the day. So a 44-35 and is way out of contention at the Memorial. Also, softball is continuing at the Women's College World Series after the storms yesterday in Oklahoma. And that's just about enough for the Oklahoma state of Oklahoma and all the bad weather that they've been having. And in the first game today, Tennessee edges Washington by a score of 1-0. Currently, Texas and Oklahoma are scoreless in the top of the third. Nebraska will play Florida at 6 o'clock tonight on ESPN television. It will also air on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. So Nebraska was supposed to play this morning, but because the weather yesterday pushed back games, Nebraska will play tonight at 6 o'clock in an elimination game against Florida. Michigan and Arizona State are in the other elimination game. We'll take a break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from the 2013 Shrine Game. The North and the South are tied at 3. We'll hear back from Jake Fowler of Adams Central, Luke McNitt of Kearney High, and we'll give you a look at the first half stats. All that coming up.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The Masonic Shriners All-Star Marching Band. That's one thing, Larry, that I don't think a lot of people realize is not only is it an all-star football game, but everyone in this band, they didn't just pull this out of UNK or Kearney High. These kids have been practicing this week as well, and they sound great.
And that's the cool part about this, Doug, and it is a big band. We talked about it earlier. You're exactly right. There are people, the performing arts, very, very important to some band. This is a big honor for them to be able to be on here. They'll perform on TV today, and if you have heard it, they're really good.
We got a chance, as we said, to catch up with some of the area football players on the South squad, and the latest is Jake Fowler from Adams Central. He is going to be playing
his college football right here, and looking forward to that. So Jake Fowler getting to play for his coach. Of course, he and Jesse Ackerman getting to play for Bill Carlin one more time. Jake's going to play football at Hastings College. Ackerman's going to play football here at UNK. And here was the conversation we had yesterday with Jake.
Jake Fowler is going to give us the Adams Central perspective here. Let's start with the plan for Coach Carlin. I mean, a coach always wants to have some of his own kids play, but very rarely do we get to see the other perspective. What's it been like for you and Jesse to get a chance to play for him one more time?
Obviously, it's been a great opportunity for us just to play another game under such a great role model that we've had for the past 4 years. Just the opportunity to play one more game under him is I couldn't ask for anything more.
How much difference does the offense look? We know what you guys wanted to do at Adams Central, but everybody has their own talents here. How much different will it be?
Coach Collin has always liked to run his running back about 30 carries a game. As far as formations go, everything's the same, but I doubt we'll see 30 carries from a single running back tomorrow afternoon. We'll probably see a little bit more of a balanced offense. Maybe we'll even pass a little bit more. But as far as formations go, everything's the same, but play calling will probably be a little bit different.
What's been the most eye-opening experience of this week for you?
Obviously, the most eye-opening experience has been our visit down to Chicago to the Shriners Hospital. We got to visit something and be a part of something that's bigger than anybody else here on the team. Just a whole new perspective for all of us to experience.
And I know you guys obviously spend the time at the hospital. What was the time like bussing, flying out there and flying back? Probably the most time that you guys can spend together outside of a planned activity.
A lot of us, we made new friendships on our trip to Chicago. Maybe we didn't want to, but we were forced to at the same time. We had to hang out with a whole new group of guys, but we made some new friendships along the way. We got to experience some new things as a group. And like I said, we've made a lot of new friends, and it's been a lot of fun for all of us.
Hey, Jake, congratulations. Can't wait to see the future, and best of luck in the Shrine game.
Thank you very much.
That's Jake Fowler of Adams Central. Caught up with him after their final practice yesterday. Going on to Hastings College. That's a big, big get for the crew at Hastings College. This is a talented, talented young man. I mean, and I always say this. We say it on the Doug and Daddy show. It's not disrespect. We know that Hastings is an NAIA school. UNK is a Division II school. And you just know that Fowler's got enough talent to play at a larger level, but he wants to play at Hastings College. So that's a great get. You've got to have those kind of guys on your team.
No question. And if you've spent any time at all around Tony Harper, it's no mistake why he would get a kid like that. Tony Harper has done an amazing job at that place, Doug. He's a great coach, great personality. He runs a family-type organization. His assistants are great. We spent a little bit of time there this spring at a coach's clinic. And I'd send my son there. I'll tell you, I mean, it's no mistake why he would get a caliber of player like that.
We've got a 3-3 tie here at halftime with the Shrine Bowl. We're going to hear from South quarterback Luke McNitt of Kearney High and give you a look at the first half stats. It's all coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Get to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Zeon RS3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cynix gasoline. And fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
3-3, North and South, halftime of the 2013 Nebraska Shrine Bowl here at Foster Field at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Doug Goodelary Baker with you at halftime. And playing his college football here at UNK will be former Kearney High quarterback Luke McNitt, who was an all-stater himself, could have played quarterback, could have played linebacker, could throw a shot and disc, bringing home championships with the Kearney High track team again this year. We had a chance to talk with Luke after practice yesterday about what the experience has been like this week.
Well, Luke, you're going to get some snaps at quarterback tomorrow. You're going to be playing on a very talented football team. Let's start with how the week has went for you.
I'd say it's went very well. Teams really started to come together at the end of the week. I know a week's not very long to put a whole new group of guys together and put them on a football field and make them play a game, only a week, but I think we've done pretty well, and the team's chemistry has really started to come together as well.
How would you compare 1 week getting ready for the Shrine game compared to maybe the first week of a Kearney High practice?
Well, we had already went through 2 weeks of two-a-days, so it's not quite as intense of every day is a two-a-day and just putting in new stuff, constantly learning. Because at Kearney High, we usually knew the offense before then, but this was all learning all week, so it's a lot. It's way different than a regular week of practice.
You had some pretty good players that you played with, but you're stepping it up a level here. Who's a couple of guys that you're looking forward to playing with tomorrow, wide receivers, running back-wise?
I'd say the line, that's definitely going to be fun, running behind them and throwing behind them. And then there's Tre'Deon Hollins from Omaha Central. You put it anywhere near him, he's probably going to catch it. And then there's Devin Washington from Lincoln Southeast. He's a good little running back. Jake Fowler, he's a good running back as well.
Are you ready to predict victory in the game?
I wouldn't predict victory, but I predict South team's going to come out and play how we're supposed to and how Carlin wants to, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
What's been the number one? What's the one thing when you say, hey, what do you remember from the Shrine Bowl? 5 years, somebody says, hey, Luke, what do you remember from the Shrine Bowl? What's it going to be?
I'd say I remember the Shriners Hospital for sure for all they do for those kids. But along with that, I'd say the friendships that we made during this week. I met a totally new group of guys from Omaha, Lincoln, and then smaller towns all over the state. And just the friendships we were able to make in 1 week was pretty awesome.
All right, Luke, thanks for the time. Best of luck in the game.
Thank you.
Luke McNitt, Kearney High quarterback and one of the two quarterbacks here for the South team in today's Shrine Bowl All-Star football game. Let's take a look at the first half stats here during the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. It's 3-3 South and the North. For the South, Luke McNitt leads the team in rushing, 4 carries, 13 yards. Jake Fowler, 4 carries for 10 yards. Tyler Rice, 1 carry, 9 yards. Najee Jackson has 1 carry for 8 yards. Devin Washington, 3 carries for 6 yards. Harrison Jordan, 2 carries for 6 yards. And also in the game, Quinton Williams, -8 on an end around. So, overall, rushing the football here for the South, they have 16 carries for only 44 yards. Throwing the ball, McNitt is 1 of 3 for 11. Jackson is 0 of 3, so 1 of 6 for 11 yards. 22 offensive plays, only 55 yards for the South, Larry.
It's unbelievable, Doug. I mean, to think that how we've seen that go. I mean, and to be honest, it's exactly the way you said they probably wouldn't be able to do it. They're trying to do it in the A gaps and B gaps.
And taking a look at some of the other numbers for the South, they have 5 first downs here in the football game. The one thing is they have no turnovers and they have no penalties. They punted away twice for an average of 33 yards. They're 2 of 6 on third down, and they have not attempted fourth down. The North had the ball a lot there at the end of the second quarter, and so they have the time of possession lead right now. The only reception for the South, Tyler Rice on an 11-yard reception, and that is a look at the first half numbers for the South. For the North, All-Stars rushing the football, Tyler Gavon, 9 carries, 71 yards. Matt Klein, 6 carries, 33 yards. Isaac Ockery, 4 carries for 10 yards. Marquise Kirkland, 4 carries for 9 yards. Trent Osnes, 1 carry, 1 yard. 24 rushes, 124 yards for the North. Throwing the football, Zach Martin has put it up 8 times and completed 5 of those, 3 of them to Nate Rogers, 5 of 8, 64 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. So Rogers, 3 receptions for 49 yards, Kavon, 1 reception for 10 yards, and Nate Taggy, 1 catch for 5 yards. 32 offensive plays for the North, 10 more than the South. They have 188 total yards compared to the 55 for the South, but they have 2 lost fumbles and 5 penalties for 35 yards. One of those holding penalties negated an Isaac Ockery 13-yard touchdown run, and then they missed a field goal, got no points out of the entire deal. They're 3 of 7 on third down, 2 of 2 on fourth down. They've had 1 punt for 13 yards in this football game. Jordan Beller's 33-yard field goal for the North, Zach Decker's 25-yard field goal for the South, and that's where we're at. 3-3 North and South in the 2013 Shrine Bowl here at Foster Field in Kearney. And defensively, Ryan McKeever and Colton Steer each have 5 tackles for the South. Eric Evans has 4 to lead the North. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The South gets the ball to start the second half when we continue.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda on KKPR FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The South will get the ball to start the second half, and back to return it will be Tyler Rice out of Papillion-La Vista and Turner Gaines out of Omaha Burke, and putting the ball on the tee here for the North All-Stars will be Landon Stauffer of Aquinas, who Kearney Catholic played 2 years ago in the state championship game and was there again this year.
Yeah, very, very, very good football player.
Isaac Ockery over here is still trying to run off a little bit of a ankle twist, or I think that's what we would have to call it. He came out of the game in the second quarter, and he's still trying to run that off. It looks like he can go, but maybe not at 100%. Larry, as we're ready to kick this off, what do we look for? What does the South got to do to get their offense going?
I think you're going to see a big play somewhere. I think you need to stretch the field. Okay, we've an entire half of throwing jabs, running at each other. At some point, you've got athletes like this, Doug. It's one thing if you're just a wishbone GT power team, but when you've got the athletes like you do, you need to release Tradeon Hollins down the field.
Well, let's see how it goes. I know they've got a couple trick plays in the bag, and here's a very high pooch kick, and we've got whistles and flags, and they're going to have to do it again. Looks like maybe the kicking team took off a little bit before the ball did.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Doug.
If the North quits making mistakes, and they're not major mistakes, but a couple of holds have really hurt them, and as we said, wiped out a touchdown, then they're going to be in a little bit of trouble, and that's exactly what it is. They'll move them back 5 yards, even though the wind's at their back.
Doug, the story of this game was at the half when you gave the North's stats, it's all in the punt, the penalties, and the turnover. I mean, literally, the story of this game is are in those three lines.
The North is moving the ball with Tyler Caban out there out of Wahoo, and we expected good things out of him. So now they'll kick it away again from the 25. This will definitely be returnable. It is going to be taken at the 14-yard line up the football field to the 20 is Rice, to the 30, to the 40, and he's brought down at the 42-yard line.
Ran into his own guy there. He was making a big cut.
Riley Shoemaker in on the tackle. We've named him a couple of times. And, of course, Shoemaker had a couple of tackles in the first half. He makes a special teams tackle here. We'll let you know who the offensive and defensive MVPs are at the end of the ball game. Final stats and wrap things up at that time. But we still got a half of football. Let's see how things change. And for the South, Najee Jackson will get the start here in the first series out of the I formation in the third quarter of play. And it's going to be a handoff to Washington, who didn't get to see much action in the first half. He crosses the 45, gets all the way out to the 48-yard line, and across the 48 near the 49. Good run there by Devin Washington.
That's what I want to see. I want to see these I-backs, these running backs. Enough with the prehistoric football. Fullbacks became extinct a few years ago. Let's get this thing going. You too many good athletes to be giving the ball to the fullback on every play here.
Spread out to the right side is Tyler Rice. Again, out of the I formation, Harrison Jordan is the fullback, and Washington is the I back. They'll give it to Jordan off the right side. He crashes over midfield and into North territory, but he's going to be short of the first down. Needs three, got two and a half.
Yeah, that's a good run there by the fullback. It's just off the guard there. This little dive into the A gap.
See if Luke McNitt comes in. No, he does not. They have quarterback snuck McNitt a couple of times on short yardage situations, but they're going to keep Najee Jackson in there and see what they can do on third and half a yard here. They do line up again in that power eye formation, just your base, Jackson quarterback sneak, and he follows his center forward for the first down. Vinny Ross, the center right now out of Perkins County, outstanding athlete. He's coming to UNK, and he is able to make the block good enough for a first down for Najee Jackson. Although they are looking at it, I don't know what there was to look at. He made significant yard and just might not have been the best spot in the world.
Yeah, but I'm looking right down. I mean, that is a first down if I've ever seen one.
Well, we'll give the chain gang a chance to come out here and get recognized. They haven't had to bring the chains out yet. 3-3, north and south, 10:41 to go here in the third quarter of play. As they bring the chains out here at Foster Field, stretch them out, and it will be just enough. No, they stretch a little far. They stretch it again. They say he's short. And they still bring Jackson out there as the quarterback. So Jackson, who's going to Iowa Western, who has a very solid program in just about every sport, they're ready to line up and go.
I'm telling you, you've got to get Devin Washington in the game here. This is a kid that won a state championship, rushed for 1,900 yards his junior year, Doug, and they haven't given him the ball.
Well, they line up to go for it. This is key here because they just haven't moved the ball. You don't want to give the ball to the north at midfield. Unbalanced eye, Jackson, hard count, quarterback sneak, I don't know. He didn't fall forward very far, but it looks like they're going to give it to him. I thought he made more yardage
There's
on the third down.
There's a yard difference
sneak
here between the near side. He pointed, it's going to be a first down. From where the far side side judge came in and the near side, they were literally a complete yard apart.
Well, it just shows you the pride that these defenses have in this game, Larry. Usually you don't think that a sneak on fourth down is going to be exciting in an all-star game, but it has been a couple of times today.
What helps you there, Doug, is you don't have an inside linebacker breathing down your throat. They have to be in a 4-3. Those backers have to be 5 yards off the ball.
And so Vinny Ross, the center, ready to go to Jackson again. Jackson gives it to Washington, comes off left guard, and he is going to be met by a host of defenders at the 45-yard line and shoved backwards. Going to get a gain of about 2.5 yards. And in there making the stick for the North is Colin Mertlich of Blair.
Yeah, and him, Taggy from Columbus Lakeview, and Nick DeLuke out of Millard North. Whew, that was a tag team match there.
Budget a big boy in there as well.
See, and that's the thing, is you get that situation where Budgeta can eat two of those guys, and those linebackers can just come downhill on rails.
Second down, 7. The South breaks the huddle. Then there's some miscommunication. They get back in the huddle, and they come up to the line of scrimmage with 8, 7, 6. They're going to have to hustle this one off. They're not going to get the playoff. They let them. Jackson takes the snap, gives it to Washington, who gets minimal yardage over the right side. The clock was down to 0, but they went ahead and let him run the play, and the South probably wishes that they could have got a couple of more yards out of the deal. Washington gets maybe a yard. It'll be 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, at what point do we see a play fake? I mean, it's just and it's not even been ISO. They're sending the fullback off one way and the I-back in the other, and it's just simple run fits for these linebackers.
And, of course, that wind's still blowing pretty good at 20-25 in the South going into the wind, so maybe you're going to stay conservative here in the third quarter as they go shotgun with twins to the left for Najee Jackson. Back to pass, a little dump pass over the top. Great catch by Rice, but it's for a yard. Jackson was falling down when he threw that, and Rice had to kind of reach back with his offhand and took all the momentum away, so Jackson actually completes a pass, his first one of the game, but it's 4th down and still going to remain 6 yards. A completed pass for none yards, as the old man used to say, John Ned.
That's exactly right.
So it is punt time for Zach Decker. Ball spotted at the north 44-yard line. Good snap. And Decker's kick is away into that wind. Fair catch called for. They let it go. Bounces to the 10, the 5, down to the 2, and then I think they fell into the end zone with the football. Let's see. No, Rebarger, they're going to say, down it at the 1-yard line. So from Hastings, Tyler Rebarger able to down it. It looked like his feet were in the end zone, but he must have just got rid of the ball before he did that. And pinned on their own 1 for their first possession of the second half will be the North.
Now I'm telling you, if you're the South, you need to pin your ears back. and make this go. Of course, the bad thing is your inside line or your linebacker's got to be 5 yards off the ball here. You can't really get after, but you need to make something happen here, Doug.
Well, how about putting Zach Decker's name in consideration for player of the game? He's made a couple tackles, and he's made a field goal. He's had two great punts inside the five, and now Aukrey takes the snap. They'll hand it off to Klein from Scott's Bluff. Klein tries to turn the corner. There's Alex Lowe from Kearney Catholic, as well as Zach Oslita and Zach from Bellevue West in on the tackle as well, out to about the five-yard line. Gain of 3.5.
Oh, Alex Lowe is just unbelievable. He fills, and you do not get away from him if he gets his hands on you, Doug.
Second down, 7. Ball just across the 4-yard line here. Aukrey sets him down again here in that fullback or that wishbone set. Kavan back there. Give it to the fullback and almost fumbled away by Kirkland. That ball slid way up his arm, but he gathers it in and fights his way to the 10. He'll be short of the first down by a yard. After Marquise Kirkland of Lincoln High was able to secure the football, he made some yards.
Yeah, I mean it's just been unbelievable how that exchange has gone. But now this is third and big, Doug.
Third and a yard to go at their own 10-yard line. It's still 3-3. We're down to 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. I guess one thing we can say, the game has been moving along. Aukrey on third and a yard. Morosky to center, and we've got whistles again. Before the snap of the ball, this came from the referee. And he says false start on the offense.
I was just able to really see there, Doug, that was going to be another beer play. Millard North, they are very, very notorious for how they want their mesh. They want their mesh in the upper chest of their fullbacks. And right there, I just saw Lincoln High must not be his arms were open. He's used to getting that thing in the belly, where Aukrey reaches up towards the face mask. Just under it is where he wants that option mesh. That's why these two are having as much trouble as they are.
So it's 3rd and 6, ball back at the 5-yard line. Aukrey, quarterback bootleg, keeps it himself, tries to stretch it to the left side. There's nowhere to go. Lowe runs him down and tackles him out of bounds near the 7-yard line. Got a couple, needed 6 of the North left to punt it out of their own end zone.
Man, Lowe did a great job there. He didn't false step with the play fake. He knew his assignment, played his gap, and had the speed to run it down.
So Lowe getting his third tackle of the ball game right there. And a chance here for the South to get great field position as Beller gets ready to boot it away, standing about 7 yards deep in his own end zone. The wind at his back. And again, you have got Rice and Gaines back there to return the punt. The boot is away, trying to get it over here to Gaines, who catches it on the run at the 43, across the 40 to 35, breaks a tackle, and brought down from behind up at the 32-yard line. The tackle made by the North's Trent Osnes of Valentine, but the best starting field position here in quite some time for the South. Their best starting field position is when they got a fumble recovery that led to their only points of the ball game. So with 6:20 to go here in the third quarter of play, the North and the South are still tied at 3, but the South will have it 1st and 10 at the North 31. We'll take a timeout and be back with more high school football action. Well, it looked like they were taking a timeout down here, but the officials don't see it, and so they're lining up to run a play here. And so we'll stay with you. Luke McNitt in as your quarterback. And he is going to keep it himself over the right side. He'll lunge over the 30 and get down about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, a little inside veer play there again. He keeps it. Geez, we've seen a lot of fullback option football today from both of these sides. He does a nice job getting one or two there, Doug.
John Pines from Pius is now in as the fullback. McNitt, 5 carries, 15 yards of the football game, so he hasn't busted anything big. And the South has got to make something happen here. Second down and 8 at the 29-yard line of the North. McNitt got tripped up, goes on a counter play that goes nowhere. A loss of a yard, maybe 2, back to the 31-yard line.
Oh, my good gravy.
Jake Fowler had no chance.
Yeah, Eric Evans of Waverly there just came downhill.
So great play. Again, this defense is doing it for the North. They are making mistakes on offense with 7 penalties and 2 turnovers. The South, no penalties, no turnovers. Very disciplined. It's 3-3, though.
the South has to use this, what was the punt from the possession previous, Doug, to their advantage here. That's what's given them this field position. They've got to capitalize.
High formation, third and 10. Tredion Hollins to the right. That's where Luke McNitt is looking. Looking right, throwing for the end zone into double coverage. Jump ball. The ball's picked off. Interception made by Maurice Moore of Lincoln North Star at the 5.
And there's a flag. I think it's going to be offensive holding, Doug, but there is a flag. They're not calling him back. But in that cover 2 there, with just it being a one-route scheme, that just allowed for that safety to roll over the top. This is going to stick. It's offensive holding, I believe.
I'm sure you want the football, although 3rd and 20 would be enticing. And for the South, let's face it, where they were, they could not kick a field goal, and that's, you're not going to get a better punt, even though Zach Decker's done a great job. You're not going to get a better punt. So the first turnover of the game, really the first big mistake, and I'm not even going to call it a mistake. He's throwing it up to his best receiver in Tredion Hollins, but he was double covered, and Maurice Moore of Lincoln North Star gets the INT, and the North will have it at their own 5.
Yeah, the help rotated over there at the right time. That ball hung in the air too long. Still like to see him just open Hollins up. That was a little kind of stutter go where the big athleticism doesn't get a show up out of Hollins.
Well, and it's 3rd and 10. You kind of know that they've got to put the ball in the air a little bit. So back to the offense, and Martin is in as quarterback here for the North. Back to that full house wishbone look. Going to be a toss to Kavan. Kavan comes off the right side and is brought down after a gain of a yard. In on the tackle that time for the South is going to be, let me double check. I had the wrong number.
Well, there's not a lot of room in there.
Looks like that was Colton Steer of Creighton on the tackle. Of Crete, excuse me. Colton Steer of Crete on the tackle. But Javan leads everybody in rushing right now with 73 yards. And they change it up. They go with a single fullback in the backfield now in Austin's. And back to pass is Martin at his own 6. Throws it across the middle. The ball is tipped and incomplete. South got a hand on that one as they threw it right over the middle of the football field. And it looked like that might have been Ackerman to get a hand on it.
Yeah, they were just running that kind of a flood back across the middle of the field. And middle linebacker dropping deep into his hole there. It was an easy play for him, Doug.
Rodgers, again, is the man they want to get the ball to. Nate, 3 carries, 49, or 3 receptions for 49 yards. 4:16 to go in a 3-3 Shrine Bowl. And it is 3rd down and 9 at their own 6. Martin, back to pass again, rolls to his right. Under pressure in his own end zone. Scrambles away, dumps it out here complete. And it is Kavan who calls it in at the 5, makes it all the way out to the 17-yard line. And that's enough for a first down. So one of the nicer plays, and probably the nicest play of the second half, is just on a scramble play.
Yeah, just on a broken play, but he does a nice job there, Doug, of finding his check down. Kavan was the outlet out there, and he did a good job staying engaged in the play when it initially had gone away from him.
So the North now getting up to 210 yards of offense, still just those 3 points on the board. 3-3, 4:05 to go here in the third quarter of play, but the North gets a fresh set of downs and goes back to that wishbone set here, and Martin goes on the counter play to Klein from Scott's Bluff, breaks a tackle, 20-25, and out to the 28-yard line, and another first down for the North.
Doug, it just feels like here at any time, the North's going to bust one, whether it's a run or a pass. We're getting ready to see a 70-yarder, you know, type of a deal where maybe a 10-3 lead is enough, you know.
Well, the way this football game is going, and it is being dominated by the North, it's just not that way on the scoreboard. Got a fresh set of downs here at their own 28-yard line. And really like what we're seeing out of Matt Klein, whether he's blocking, whether he's running. Because most of what he does, been counter plays, he's got to get his own yards, or else he's out there blocking for Tyler Kavan of Wahoo, who has 73, and Klein has 48 on 8 carries. First down and 10, Martin to Kavan again. Tries the right side, there's nowhere to go. He'll be swallowed up after a gain of 1 out to the 30.
Yeah, that's tough. It's, again, just straight blast, sending everybody through the same hole.
Don't forget, at the end of our football game, it's the Misco's post-game show 2 weeks from today. It is the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game from Hastings here on Classic Hits 98.9. Tyler Schnitzler, Nate Bujeda, among the eight men players that are here in the Shrine Bowl today. It is second down and nine out of the wishbone, and now it's double tight ends. And Martin wants to throw to one of those tight ends, and he is going to avoid the sack. Now throw it as deep as he can for Rodgers, who got behind everybody and dropped it at the 30. They didn't line him out wide that time, and Nate Rodgers is going to be slapping himself. He's standing over there all by himself with his hands on his knees. And give credit to Martin for buying time. But that could have been the play you were talking about, Larry, because he hauls it in. He's probably going to have enough speed to outrun the double team that he had gotten behind, and instead it's third and nine.
Yeah, unbelievable. That was exactly what they were looking for, Doug.
So Nate Rodgers, now they'll keep going to him, but that was the best look that they had all day, and what a great throw it was by Martin under pressure. Now they go with the single back and Osnes again. A little bubble pass out here to Kavan. Caught, slips one man, and then shoved out of bounds on the far sideline at the 33-yard line. Well short of the first down, a gain of three. It'll be fourth and five.
Yeah, you're going to have to punt this thing away again. Jeez, just the big mistakes keep showing up on one side of the ball.
Well, we have to start giving more credit to the defense here.
That's exactly right.
The defense has played extremely, extremely well, and the assistant coaches that have taken over the defense, Dave Colling for the South, and I think it's Coach Benson for Scott's Bluff. They have done an outstanding job. And here comes the punt. Nice high one with the wind behind him. It's taken at the 25-yard line. They'll switch it over here to Holland. Starts left, now wants to reverse his field. Gets a good block to the 25, but a lot of running just to get him out to the 28-yard line. And it'll be a first down and 10 there for the South. With 2:34 to go in the third quarter of play, the North and the South remain deadlocked 3-3 here in the 2013 Shrine Bowl. Doug Duda, Larry Baker along with you here on Classic Hits.
Yeah, that's just seeing Hollins get the ball there. And I mean, there were about two steps there that made you hold your breath. And you got to find a way to get your playmakers the ball here. You've got an incredible running back, a couple great receivers. This is what I'd like to see. Here they're getting in a little spread set. Both those guys are from Southeast. This is the stuff they ran.
Now Jackson back to pass, has time, and underthrows it again. Did he get his hands underneath it, Tre'Deon Hollins? If he did, it's only for about a yard and a half. They will call it a completion out to the 31-yard line.
Yeah, he's really struggling getting the ball up, isn't he, Doug? He's driving everything into the ground. He's probably overstriding. Just driving that ball into the ground.
Doesn't look like he's striding at all, Larry. I think that's why he's coming up short. He's got that long frame. Najee, 6'1", looks taller than that. Now they go back to the I formation with Devin Washington as the I back and Harrison Jordan out of west side, the fullback, two wide outs. And it's going to be Jackson on the option, going to keep it, gets up to the 35-yard line, and he'll be brought down right there after a gain of four.
Nice little gain. Get those two guys out on the edge option. I mean, that battery, that running back quarterback combo's got a state championship, Doug. I mean, they were Class A state champions not this last year, but the year before.
Jackson and Washington trying to find a way to make things work. And again, we knew that line was going to be so good for the North, and they have showed it. They've only allowed 62 yards rushing on 25 carries, so 2.2 yards per play is all the South is even averaging in this ball game. Back to the I formation, third and four. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout called here by the South. That'll be the first timeout of the second half. 1:13 to go in the third quarter. 3-3 here on Classic Hits at the Shrine Bowl, brought to you by Kappa, taking great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to the Shrine Bowl athletes from Kappa Grains in Elm Creek. We'll be right back.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
You've got one smart dad. We've got lots of Chevrolets and Buicks at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 in two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Think you're so affordable.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Chevy runs deep.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
You're listening to the Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Third and four here for the South at their own 35-yard line. Jackson out of the shotgun. Pump fake going deep. Looking for Tradion Hollins one-on-one. It's underthrown and it's intercepted. Intercepted at the 40, up to the 45, and brought down at midfield by Hollins. The pick made by Tanner Mazur of Boone Central.
And he did that quite a lot this year, Doug. He was a great defensive back this year for Boone Central. State runner-up run there in Class C1. That was a simple wheel route, and actually if he throws it on a rope, he's got a chance, but he hung the ball. And on any type of pattern like that, you can't hang the ball because you fooled a DB. When you hang it, you give him a chance to run under it and recover.
So the South turning it over with interceptions on their last two possessions, and now it is back over to the North and back to pass. Martin looking right, spreading it to the right. He's going to have to tuck it up and run, and he'll get what he can across midfield to the 48-yard line. And there he is again, big 6'1", in Zach Oslita. He is picking up his pace from Bellevue West.
Yeah, Zach Martin, a quarterback, is a very, very good quarterback. Of course, he was on a state runner-up team this year in Class A. He's going to Iowa Western, who, if you know anything about Iowa Western, you know their offense is incredible, and he's going to fit in there pretty good, Doug.
Three wideouts with Rogers to the right, a penalty flag drop. They put Javon in the slot to the right.
And you think that Oregon runs the fast break? Go see what Iowa Western does. Iowa Western averages like 80 plays a game. They scored over 80 points three or four different times this year, Doug, in their national championship season.
Well, there's another penalty on the North. They line up in the neutral zone offensively here, and that'll back him up, make it second and 14. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. North and South 3-3 at the 2013 Shrine Bowl. I did not see this coming, Larry.
No, I don't think anybody did, Doug. I'm telling you, I think these guys are getting ready to break out.
Same formation now for Martin, and he is going to fake the fullback dive. No, he will hand it off to his fullback, who crashes forward for a 5-yard gain back across midfield.
We're going to try to get another player or two here with this win.
So Marquise Kirkland, who has been the fullback most of the day, sometimes Austin's. And with that win behind him, they're going to get one more crack here. Third down and 9 at the 49-yard line, 9 seconds and counting. Martin trying to get everybody set, and he will get 5 more yards. I think the center forgot to snap the ball that time, Larry. He stepped back. His wide receivers took off. And so the 5 yards they just gained on the fullback dive, another penalty. The ninth of the game.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And we haven't seen Isaac Ockery, and he's kind of standing over here. He might be done. We haven't seen him really here at all, and he doesn't look engaged there in the game at all. Is it, the ankle may have been an issue there, Doug.
Yeah, he was trying to run it off during halftime and hasn't been in yet. So Zach Martin to go, and more
quarter
play here as the quarter comes to an end. And it's 3-3. It's a defensive game, folks. Somebody's going to win it, though. Let's see who gets that three move to either a 6 or a 10 here in the fourth quarter. It's the North and the South. The 2013 Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits returns after this.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to welcome the Shrine Bowl to their new home in Kearney and say congratulations to all the All-Stars playing in today's game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
The 2013 Shrine Bowl brought to you by Kappa Grains. See kappagrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to the Shrine Bowl athletes from Kappa Grains. The North and South, 3-3 on a windy 2013 Shrine Bowl, the earliest it's ever been played, Saturday, June the 1st. And we have got a 3rd and 14 coming up for the North. They're now going into the wind, which has kicked up again. We're between 25 and 30 mile an hour here at Foster Field in Kearney. And let's see what happens with Isaac Ockery back in now, Larry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Back into the wishbone, too.
On 3rd and 14, he's still not going to throw it. Ockery going to try and keep it himself over the right hash. Gets into the secondary. Has the first down. Has it across the 40 to the 37-yard line.
Regardless of how that play was going to go, Doug, what I was going to say there is I love the call. If he can run, I love the call. They won a state title this year running him in that gap, doing just that, running the spin, get him in there. He's fast. He can make people miss. I feel like the North is right on the verge of busting one.
Well, the South has to feel like an ice pick just got shoved into their eye with that one. It is first down and 10 at the 37. Back to the wishbone. Look. Ockery turns, hands it off to Kavon over the right side, 30, 25, down the sideline, 20, and he's finally pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Give him 22, and two huge plays here to start the fourth quarter for the North.
It just feels like this has been there the whole game. They just haven't been able to sustain it. They've had one bad thing happen after another in timely spots, and if they can keep that, Doug, from happening to them here, they're going to go up 10-3.
Now the South defense has to make a stand. It's 1st and 10 just outside the 15-yard line, and we've got motion. The South came across the line, but Ockery was also coming out from under center. So let's see which one is going to get called here. I got to think Ockery's, it's on the left end offensively.
Ockery's got to get over there and say, I was starting my guy in motion. That's what you always tell your quarterback. If they ever say, he said, no, I was starting my guy in quarterback or in motion. I can step back if I'm doing that.
Going to be a false start on the offense. That is penalty number 10 for 60 yards on the North. The South still with zero.
And, Doug, we just talked about it, that they made the mistakes. They have the two big plays in a row, and now they're behind the chains. Tough.
The sun actually just popped through, and it's not going to stay for long because I can't see one little opening in the sky. First down and 15 now at the 20. Ockery. Counter, going to keep it himself, trying to get out to the outside. It is not going to happen, and it is well covered, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss on the play of a couple of yards. And in there on the tackle for the South is Colton Steer of Crete.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he did a great job there, Doug. He played the belt buckle of Isaac Ockery, which is what you have to do. He got out there on an island with him and didn't let his shakes and cutbacks change. He just attacked his belt buckle and did exactly what you're supposed to do there and made a big play.
Even with that big run of 15 yards, he's got 7 carries for 26 yards.
Hasn't been very many games in his career that that's been a stat line, Doug.
Second down and 16, ball back at the 21-yard line, 3-3, 10:50 to go in the game. Ockery sets him down on the wishbone, fakes the handoff, wants to throw it. Ockery firing it out here for Nate Rogers. It's underthrown, but he caught it at the 2. He leans for the pylon, and he is into the end zone for a North touchdown.
Unbelievable.
The old intentional underthrow by Isaac Ockery for a 21-yard strike to the man they've been looking to get into the end zone all game long, Nate Rogers out of South Sioux City.
Yeah, and that's a great call there by the coaching staff. You don't expect Ockery to throw the ball in that spot at all, and he just laid it on him. That was a really nice job.
So Beller now to attempt the extra point here to give the North into the wind a 10-3 lead. Beller awaits the snap. Long count, good snap. Dropped it, though, and the extra point kick is pushed wide right. The holder did not get a clean catch of the football, and so the extra point is wide right, and with 10:40 to go in the Shrine Bowl, the North 9, the South 3. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The 2013 Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we have finally seen our first touchdown of the game, and it comes at the 10:40 mark of the fourth quarter with the PAT no good. Now Landon Stauffer from Aquinas ready to kick it off into this wind, and he tries to put it high, and it'll be taken at the 20. Oh, it bounces the 25. Now they're just going to have to try and fall on it. They do scoop it up and advance it across the 30. And now dancing around, still making people miss, is going to be Quinton Williams. He's been hit by everybody on the North team, and he finally goes down at the 32.
Yeah, that got a little spooky because it goes between one player's legs and the other player grabbed it between his legs. That thing could have ended up a disaster, Doug. Now what I want to see out of the South is, are we going to stay in this fullback game, or are we going to get McNitt in the game, spread him out, and start running some of that stuff that they had the most success with in the first quarter?
Nathan Taggy of Lakeview got rolled up on in that extra, in that special teams play, and he kind of limps off here trying to stretch it out. McNitt will be in the eye. And that time when they tried to field that kick, they thought they had it, and the wind just ate it up, and it bounced right in front of them. But for the South, fortunately, they do cover it. McNitt tosses to Fowler around the left side, follows his blocker to the 35, gets outside 40, first down to the 45, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the 46, a gain of 14. The biggest run of the day for Jake Fowler.
Old school toss there, Doug. Get the fullback to lead. That was a really, really nice run.
And so at least on that play, trying to stay with things out there. And now checking out of the ball game will be the fullback, Harrison Jordan.
This is important. There's 10 minutes left, Doug, here in the fourth quarter. But you may only get one more possession after this by the way both teams are running the ball. So this is crucial here.
Well, you know they want to get the ball in Holland's hands at some point, whether it's an underneath pass, a reverse, we'll find out. McNitt, back to pass, rolls right, under pressure, stepped up, and sacked, our first sack of the ball game.
And he had Holland's on the slant, or the post, excuse me. Holland's had leverage there on the DBs. If McNitt would have had time there, that was the spot to get him.
And a five-yard loss on the sack there for Luke McNitt. And the sack was made there, I believe, by Luke Drozik of Elkhorn South. Yes, it was. So a loss of four. Not used to all these fancy toys telling me what happens out there, Larry. But it is now second down and 15 out of the shotgun. McNitt looks left, still looking left, throwing it out here, and Rice can't run under it. It's well defended again. He just tried to set it in the zone there. He had four defenders, and Rice couldn't quite run it down, and it'll be third and 15.
Yeah, he had Hollins on the stop. Hollins had run a stop route, a little 2-3 hitch, and he chose the smash route up over the top, which had smash is a good cover two beater. But
well, it's got to be tough for both of these coaches when they're not used to calling pass plays. I mean, their pass book at Adams Central and at Waverly might have four plays in it. They might all be out of the same set.
Yeah, Coach Carlin, I think he's allergic to them.
Third and 15, though, four wideouts. Fowler in the backfield with McNitt in the shotgun. Luke, three-step drop, has time. Looking, nobody to throw to. Now flushed out, tries to dump it out here for Hotlands and overthrew him. A couple of yards short of the first down marker, but well defended.
Hollins did a great job directly out of his break. He was open. McNitt held it just a hair too long. Hollins really ran a nice route there, and the ball just got held. He got flushed. And wasn't able to get it to him. I see he's just slammed, McNitt slammed his helmet down over there on the sideline. I think he knew it. If he throws that ball right out of Holland's break, that was going to be big money.
Now, he was under pressure and kind of throwing against his body, and that's why it sailed. So Zach Decker to punt, and the kick is away. End-over-end kick that is going to be taken back at the 8-yard line. At the 10-yard line, it's Moore again, and he's going to get up to about the 14 before being brought down.
Field position's been awful for the North all day, and they've seemed to dig their way out of it. We'll see if they can again here, Doug. There's a chance that I think the momentum is changing here pretty dramatically. You may see them just stick another one in here for good measure.
9:13 to go here in the fourth quarter of play, the North 9 and the South 3 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is Martin back in at quarterback now for the North after Ockery threw the 21-yard touchdown pass to Nate Rogers. He gives it off to Tyler Cavan, and he is knocked down. The ball came loose, but they're going to say he was already down. Tyler did have a fumble earlier in the football game, but the South was all over that one. Tyler loses two.
Yeah, Joe Contreras from Omaha Burt stuck his face in there, and I mean, announced his presence with authority, as they say, Doug.
I will say, as impressive, we knew the North was going to be impressive, but I have to really give thumbs up to the South defense. The North has 190 yards rushing, but that's 36 attempts.
Yeah, and I mean, they've held tough here.
Pitch play right side, Klein. Klein follows his blockers over the 15 and out to about the 17-yard line for a gain of 4.
But you're exactly right there, Doug. I mean, their offense has let them down in the sense that they've done exactly what they're supposed to do. It's an all-star team. You know, guys are going to run the ball. You know, I mean, they've given up some yards, but they have not given up any points.
Klein going to check out here. Third down, and they're going to say he's actually down a little bit earlier. Of course, they lost a couple, then he gets 4, so it's 3rd and 8. And the ball will be snapped with under 8 minutes to go in the game. The North 9, the South 3 here in the 2013 Shrine Bowl. And Ockery comes in.
Got both of them in the game.
But he is going to split out wide to the right. So they're trying to fool the defense here a little bit. Osnes is the lone setback in the backfield. He's your fullback. Twins to the left. Little bubble screen. It's deflected and almost intercepted. Getting his hands on it was Josh Frizzell of Omaha Central. He came through and busted it up, and it'll be a punt into the wind for the North.
That was close, Doug.
I mean, I hate when the announcers say almost intercepted, but it bounced right off of his chest and popped up into the air, and he just couldn't quite locate it in time.
You got Tradion Hollins back here to return that punt along
with Turner Gaines of Omaha Burke. And the one time that he did get the kick, he pitched it over to Hollins. And so Bellard out a punt into this 20-mile-an-hour wind, 20-25 maybe. Takes the snap at his 5, no rush. Gets as much out of it as he can. They let the ball bounce, and Hollins decides not to field it, and they get some pretty good roll all the way down to the 41-yard line. So a 42-yard punt into that wind, and it'll be first down and 10 for the South at their own 41 with 7:33 to go in the Shrine Bowl. The North up 9-3.
The South's got to get something going, Doug. This isn't it's just an amazing stat line. The North is sitting here with 292 total yards of offense, and the South with 85. You've got the South through what nearly is 3.5 quarters now with 85 total yards of offense. They've given up 300, and they find themselves in the game. Is amazing.
All right, on first down, the pass is out here to Tradion Hollins from Najee Jackson, complete for a short gain out to the 46. That is a gain of 5.
Poof, Nick DeLuca came in there. As Tradion Hollins tried to break that thing back into the center or the middle of the field and just pounced on him.
But they just need to be able to move the chains. They haven't had big plays, so it's one of those things where you can't afford none or 1 yard. You got to get 3, 4, 5, and that's what they get right there. Second down and 5.
That's exactly right. At this point, just piece together a couple first downs.
Vinny Ross, the center. Jackson out of the shotgun, the quarterback. Washington in there. It's an inside handoff to Rice, trying to get around the corner left side. Good blocking. Midfield gets through into the secondary to the 45, to the 43. It's a first down, a gain of 11.
Ooh, does the South have something brewing here, Doug?
I think the South knew they needed to get to the fourth quarter. They gave up that 3rd-and-14 run on the first play of the fourth quarter to the North coming into the wind on Isaac Ockery, and then gave up the touchdown pass, which was underthrown. But they've got a couple things up in their sleeve right here. And they'll keep Jackson out of the shotgun. Washington flanks him to the right with three wideouts, two to the right side. Jackson rolls that way. Going to throw it underneath the ball. Tipped and intercepted. It's picked off at the 30, returned to the 35, up to the 40, and out to the 42-yard line on the deflected pass intended for Rice. Hollins makes the tackle. And let's see who got the pick.
Oh, he had Hollins.
The pick is made by Riley Shoemaker of Grand Island Central Catholic. A huge, huge play.
That is, Doug. He had Hollins open, picked the wrong receiver on that. Now, again, the South defense, I was just going to say, the South's offense has got something rolling, and really they can thank the defense for getting the ball back to them so fast. The South defense is put in another terrible spot here. Can they bail them out?
Third turnover now by the South. That's all they've done here in the last three possessions. Ockery with the ball. They want to keep it on the ground. They'll go counter to Klein. He crashes off the left side across the 45, out to the 47. A nice five-yard gain. And all the North wants to do now is keep it on the ground and move the chain.
That's absolutely right, Doug. There is nothing more in that game than that at this point.
Pretty soon we've got a vote on our offensive and defensive MVPs here, and I'm still not sure who to take.
Yeah, this.
I really like Klein, even though Kavan is the leading rusher. I really like Klein. And Ockery has the two biggest plays of the game, the 14-yard run and the 21-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he also had a touchdown run called back. I mean,
there's no offense on the South, so you know you're going to the North. And Ockery goes with a naked bootleg to the right side. There's nowhere to go. Good open field tackle out there.
Wow, Turner Gaines from Omaha Burke.
He gets back there and slaps him down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of two. It's 3rd-and-8.
We've seen some great defensive plays today, Doug. We, you know, so many times when we see low offensive outputs, we talk about the offense isn't very good or, you know, doesn't seem to be doing well. Well, a lot of times it has to do with great defense, and we've seen great defense today.
Ryan McKeever, Turner Gaines, Colton Steer lead the way defensively for the South. Eric Evans, Colin Mertlick, and Nick DeLuca for the North. And I'm sure it'll be one of those guys defensively. 5 minutes to go, 3rd-and-8. Big play for the North. Ockery keeps it himself. And as he turned, he kind of got bumped by his own player, lost his balance, falls down at the 46. Gain of 2, but again, the North has to punt, and it'll be their 5th punt of the game.
Your defensive player of the game is the South defense, Doug. And I'm actually not saying that like as a joke. Look what they've done again. They are going to give – remember when I said earlier how important – at the 10-minute mark, I said it was so important because the South may only get the ball back one more time. This is their third possession since, Doug, and it's because the South defense has done their job.
It's Hollins and Gaines, and they need to field this. They stand at their 20. And Beller to punt it away. And a great one last time. Takes plenty of time. Oh, that's a sensational punt. Just sets in the air. And then nothing's called for. The ball's kicked, and it goes all the way back into the end zone. But there's – I don't see a beanbag. Do you see a beanbag?
No, there's a flag. They absolutely mauled
Tre'Davious Hollins. Yeah, that's going to be fair. It's going to be interference. He never put the fair catch up, but interference with the ability to make the catch.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, they mauled him. They've got the ball spotted a yard into the end zone.
Well, I think the North may have recovered it in the end zone, but we'll find out when they sort this out. The South should get the ball somewhere around the 27-yard line
when this is all done. I think so.
Keep it simple in an all-star game. Don't try to come up with something here if you're the officials.
That's exactly right.
And let's see what our white hat tells us. Ooh, not a 5 yard, a 15 yard, so it'll move it out to the 37-yard line and chalk up the 11th penalty on the North, 0 for the South. And we keep saying that. I figure as soon as the South does something, there'll be a hanky on the field.
That's right. Well, now let's see. The South has finally gotten to 100 yards of offense, and they can win this game if they can get that thing to about 160, 170.
4:07 to go in the 2013 Shrine Bowl. It is the North 9, the South 3. I know I probably haven't said the score enough, but it was 3-3 for three quarters. The only touchdown coming on the Isaac Ockery to Nate Rogers pass. Miller North to South Sioux City, 21-yarder at the 10:40 mark here, the fourth quarter. And Najee Jackson is the quarterback they're going with here out of the I formation. Fowler's in. Here's the reverse pass. McNitt was lined up to the right. There's nowhere to throw, so now he's going to try and run, and he doesn't get much. Didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
No, the interesting thing there, Doug, is they didn't run any nine route. They ran no vertical route with that. I don't know if the receivers didn't get it. Hollins ran a hitch route about 7 or 8 yards down the field. There was no vertical threat there.
McNitt had plenty of time, but there was nobody to throw it to.
No.
So no gain on the play. Nate Meyer is in there on the tackle for the North. And the clock continues to run. Second and 10, 3:25 to go at their own 37. Hollins and Rice are now both to the right side, and McNitt is the quarterback. Luke, under pressure, trying to set up a screen. It's not there. As he sacked, he throws it, and it should have been intercepted. It's dropped. It's dropped by Nate Meyer of Pierce, who had nobody around him at the 43-yard line, and it is third down and 10. That could have sealed the deal for the North, but he could not hold on to it. It was right between the numbers.
And you've got him down there so upset he didn't make the pick, and you've got Nathan Budget out of Howell's Dodge arguing with the officials saying that should have been a sack. Man, he came breathing down the neck of McNitt there, and they just haven't given him any time, Doug.
Third and 10, 3:14 to go in the game, 9-3 North. South has it at their own 38. McNitt out of the shotgun, three, now four wideouts, trying to set up the screen. They dump it to Fowler, complete, gets to the 45, but he's tripped up and will not get the first down. It'll be fourth down decision time for the North.
Doug, that was as good of a defensive play as you're ever going to see. Nick DeLuca from Millard North, number 40, was flat out beat on the screen. He was blocked by Vinny Ross of Perkins County, who's coming right here to UNK next year. So big, high-level Division One, Division Two guys. He plays off of the guy and makes the tackle.
A timeout by the North to South to decide what they want to do. It is fourth and all of 3 yards to go at their own 45. 2:54 to go in the Shrine Bowl. North 9, South 3. We're back after this. The Shrine Bowl brought to you by Kappa Grains, Elm Creek.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
McNitt out of the shotgun. Three-step drop, fires it over the left flat, and it is complete to Tyler Rice of Papillion La Vista at midfield. That's enough for the first down, Larry, a five-yard gain.
Yeah, that was a great job. The corner bailed there, and they just ran a little 2-3 hitch right in front of him, put the ball on him. Nice job. Now they're right at midfield.
Run it again. Run it again. See what your defensive back does.
We're going to go 3-by-1 here, first trip set we've seen.
Hollins is over there now. McNitt out of the shotgun. Looks right. Wants to go deep. It's not there. Tucks it up and runs and gets a yard. Man, oh, man, they are doing such a good job. And Bujeda is in there as well as big number 66, Sam Stoltenberg of Creighton Prep.
I really like that, Doug, what they did there. They went with a 3-by-1 set. So with that trip set, what it's going to do is put Tradion Hollins. He was on top on the single side, one-on-one. But what we saw happen there was Jacob Cornelius from Grand Island Senior High stayed with Hollins flat out, pocket to pocket. That's where McNitt wanted to go with the ball. I like the formation so they can get the one-on-one. But Cornelius out of Grand Island did a great job not to allow him to get free with no help.
Bujeda was down on the play, but he's going to run off under his own power. You got to do something to hurt a boy that big.
Whew. He's a big kid.
But here's the story, 2:23 when they roll the clock right now. They break the huddle on the south side. 2:20 to go in the game, North 9, South 3, second and 10. Second and 10 at the 49 of the North. McNitt out of the shotgun, trips right. Rebarger out here from Hastings. He looks left. McNitt, one-on-one. It's a jump ball for Tradion Hollins, and there's some contact, but out of bounds. He wants a flag, is not going to get it. Incomplete.
No, the coverage was absolutely perfect. He used the sideline as his advantage. What you teach your corner to do there, Doug, is as that nine route is progressing, you come in and you want to just, with body pressure, continue to pressure him to the sideline. Tradion Hollins had ran out of room.
Luke Warden of Scott's Bluff was the man on the coverage. So it's now 3rd and 10 for the South at midfield, trailing 9-3 with 2:05 to go, and now there are no backs in the backfield to block for Luke McNitt. 5 wideouts, 3 right, 2 left, including Hollins. McNitt looks right, now back to his left, throws it over here underneath for Hollins, who caught it and dropped it. He was wide open. The defensive back flashed in front of him, and it may have made Hollins take his eyes off the ball, so each team has had one right in their breadbasket and drop it on the coverage. Tanner Mazur of Boone Central, who had a pick earlier in the half, and now it's 4th down.
Yeah, we're tied 9-9, Doug, if he hangs on to that ball. I mean, he bobbled it to the point, like, there was a second I thought, are they going to call it a fumble? He had it right in his breadbasket.
So now, 4th down and 10 for the North, or the South, excuse me. Fowler to block. Out of the shotgun, Luke McNitt. They need to make the 40. McNitt, 3-step drop, throws it over the middle. It is complete to Rice, and he's got the first down at the 34-yard line. No. One man says yes, one man says no. There is a discussion here between the officials. They have marked the ball at the 34, but the official 15, 20 yards away is waving it incomplete.
It came out. As soon as he got hit, the ball came out.
Well, I thought the official with the best view of the play called it good.
He went to the ground, caught it, and spun, and the ball just fell right out. There's no way it's a catch.
And they have now called it an incomplete pass. And there's not a whole lot of argument from the South. So apparently that was the right call. We don't have the NET video monitor in here to look at. So if you're watching at home, you'll be able to see it. So now it is 1st down and 10. And again, boy, the South just dropped 2 passes.
Yeah,
just right there from All-Staters. 2 All-Staters drop passes, and you're just not used to seeing that. And it will be North ball at midfield, 1 first down away from winning the Shrine game. 1:53 to go. The South does have 1 timeout, I guess, is all they've got left. Yeah, they used one back in the 3rd quarter, so 1 timeout is all they have left. And, of course, the North will have the ball, and they do not put Akri in to run quarterback. It's going to be Martin, which is a little surprising to me, at least. He'll turn, he'll hand it to Kavan, who tries to get to the right side, and he gets some pretty good yardage to the 45, works his way to the 44, and gets 6 yards.
I wouldn't have Akri in the game here either, Doug, in the sense that you've had exchange issues today. I know part of it was running Veer, but you had some exchange issues with him early, and that's the only thing that can beat you here is if you put that on the ground.
The South calls their final timeout. We'll take it with them, and it's 2nd and 4 for the North. They're a 1st down away from winning the Shrine game. Up 9-3. We'll be right back.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
People you know, community people, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it, we invest in it, we make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, back here at the 2013 Shrine Bowl, brought to you by Kappa Grains and KappaGrains.com. 1:41 to go in the game, North 9, South 3, and it's 2nd and 4 for the North at the 44 of the South. A 1st down, and the game is over. Martin, the quarterback out of the wishbone, gives it to Klein from Scott's Bluff, who is just short, it looks like, of the 1st down. It'll pin on the mark here. as he's right at the first down marker. Boy, these kids are getting up, patting each other on the helmet. It's been a hard-fought game. We may have to bring the chains out for this one. Well, now the official moved. What's he doing? He picked the football up and moved it back a half a yard.
You've got some guys.
And then he slides it back.
What are you doing?
And they're going to bring the chains in with a minute 20 to go. But somehow, the North is going to overcome 10 penalties in this football game and two turnovers. And it looks like they're going to win it by scoring the only touchdown of the game on a pass into the wind.
Yeah, unbelievable. All the running that went on today, it ended up being a pass by Isaac Ockery. That's the winning points.
After they shifted the football back and forth, they are short by an inch, where you put the forefinger and thumb together, not the two hands. That's how close they are. All they have to do is fall forward, and the Shrine Bowl is there.
Yeah, and it's tough here because you can't bring your linebackers up. Normally in a regular game, you'd have your linebackers fill in A-gaps here, and you can't do that. So.
Yeah, can't play goal line. So unless they jump, this should be the end of the football game. Rodgers will split out wide to the right. They could run the old Texas Longhorn play here, but we'll find out. You've got Quentin Williams out there covering Nate Rodgers, and they're trying to run as much time as they can off the clock here, and then they're probably going to call a timeout. That looks like that's what Coach Mike Johnson of Waverly wants to do, a timeout on the field with 57 seconds remaining in this football game. North 9, South 3, and we'll take a break and be right back on the Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits.
Get to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Xeon RS 3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Isaac Ockery will come in and take the snap for the easy quarterback sneak here for the North. He's got the first down, and that should do it. They can only have to snap the ball one more time in this football game, and Ockery goes through, and as you said, it's a lot easier to quarterback sneak it here in the Shrine Bowl with the rules, and the North's going to win this game, but not anywhere near what we thought.
No, there's no question, Doug. I mean, the whole storyline of the game was off of what a guy thought.
And here comes the Gatorade bath. It's always interesting to see who the players are that want to throw the Gatorade. It looks like it's going to be Bujeda and Eric Evans from Waverly. And then they kind of get away from that, and Ockery will kneel the ball, and that should be, well, for some reason the clock starts to run. Now it goes. They might have to snap it again, and there. The Gatorade bath. Coach Johnson saw it coming, but he's not as quick as Nate Bujeda.
Yeah, they got him good there, Doug. It took him a while, too. He kept moving around.
Looks like the North will have to snap it one more time, so they'll do that. Ockery does it, and that is the ball game. I believe this might be the second lowest Shrine Bowl scoring game in history out of the 55. But the first one here at the Foster Field at UNK, the North 9. And the South 3. Coming up, the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show. We'll give you the final stats. We'll find out who the MVP is. And they have one on offense, one on defense. And we'll give you our recap of the football game as well. Stay with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
You've got one smart dad. We've got lots of Chevrolets and Buicks at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 in coupon cash.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Chevy runs deep.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to welcome the Shrine Bowl to their new home in Kearney and say congratulations to all the All-Stars playing in today's game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
And welcome back to Foster Field here at UNK. I want to thank Rich Broderson, Peter Yazvak, all the folks here at UNK for their hospitality. Of course, the members of the Shriner community, and now the families kind of get to see their kids for the first time in a week. A 9-3 final. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports getting you ready. I know this is hard to believe, folks. Right around the corner, it's going to be youth football season when August gets here. They've got all the gear you need for baseball as well. And Larry, what else at Misco's?
Yeah, you said it. We've just gotten most of the baseball people pushed off into their season, and you're exactly right. We have spent the last couple of weeks getting guys ready for football camp and youth football leagues across the state. So
Misco Sports, located in Ord, still taking care of our schools across the state as they have been for the last 40-plus years. And they are announcing the MVPs, and Tyler Cavan of Wahoo has won the offensive MVP, and on defense,
also from the North, number 68, Nathan Bajeda, Howell's Dodge.
So Nate Bajeda is going to win it from Howell's Dodge. We voted for McKeever from Omaha Scutt, and so Bajeda did a great job in the football game as well. It was so balanced, Larry. It was so balanced. We had a lot of kids that had 7, 8, 9 tackles. You had five different kids make picks in the football game today. I mean, if Mazur comes up with that second one there, maybe he's got it. But Cavan led everybody in rushing with 102 yards, and by far he was going to get the job done. Matt Klein, 60 yards from Scott's Bluff. Great blocking. I was very impressed by what Matt Klein did in the football game here today. And then you had to look at Nate Rogers. He had the only touchdown, 4 receptions, 70 yards, and a touchdown. And Isaac Ockery had the two probably biggest offensive plays in the game, both in the second half, coming back after that twisted ankle. He ran for it on 3rd and 14 on the first play of the fourth quarter, got a first down, which then a couple of plays later led to that 21-yard touchdown pass to Nate Rogers, which was the, in my mind, was the intentional underthrow to Rogers there in the corner because they were going into the wind, but he had a double team. He ran him to the pylon, stopped. The ball was right there for him.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was the best part about that, Doug, is you don't expect Ockery to throw that ball in that spot. He runs a great play fake, makes a great throw, and it is the winning points.
And you look at the passing statistics in this football game, and maybe you're a little surprised at how things went. The North actually was more effective with Zach Martin, and we knew Zach might have been the best passing quarterback here, but he had 77 yards passing. The other three quarterbacks combined had 52.
Unbelievable. Kind of when we talk about the passing game, just when you were talking about it a minute ago, the things that just came up in my eyes there, in my mind, the biggest was the big drop by Rogers and the big drop by Hollins there at the end. Both of those plays had a tremendous amount to say on how this game ended up.
Well, it was not all the excitement that you would expect from a Shrine Bowl football game, but some history is going to be made in this game. I'm looking as quickly as I can here, but I believe now, Larry, with Nate Bajeda being selected the MVP, he is the first 8-man or 6-man player to ever be named a most valuable player in 55 years of the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of 8-man players in here, but the ones that we did were great players, and he's had a great career. He's going to go play Division I football over at Iowa, and pretty good young man.
Now, I can't be for sure, but Mike Tranmer of Lions was the defensive MVP back in 1979, and that could possibly have been some 8-man. I'm just looking at the smaller schools here, and of course, the farther back you go, the more 11-man schools there were in the state of Nebraska. Obviously, Lions doesn't even exist anymore, but that's the only other man, Bob Peterson of Alma, back in 1960. I mean, if you're talking small schools, you also had Wade Bonds of Cambridge in 2006, but obviously they're playing 11-man football. So we'll double check, but Bajada may be the first eight-man player to ever be named an MVP, and congratulations to him. Definitely well-deserving as he gets ready to go to Iowa.
Yeah, no question. Great football player, great athlete, and I think he's going to have a pretty good career. Heck, you could have two Nebraska boys starting on that defensive line for Iowa here in the next couple of years, because I do know Mr. Ott took all the first-team snaps this spring. They're expecting big things out of him at that rush end spot. And then you take and put Budget in there. I'm sure he'll play probably a nose, maybe a three-tech on that defensive line.
Well, you look out on that field right now here, and you just see all the kids smiling, whether they're with their teammates, whether they're with the other team, whether they're with their family right now. They know how cool this experience was. And although it was under in the over-unders with just 12 total points, I would have thought this game would have been closer to a 28-21 type of football game. That's not the way it played out today, and you have got to get a ton of credit to the defenses. We knew the North was going to be good, but maybe the South defense was the most underrated unit of everything in the 2013 Shrine Bowl.
And I thought they did a great job. Most generally in these all-star games of any sport, it's usually a lot of scoring and not a lot of defense. Defense takes a lot of grit and a lot of toughness, and many times on the banquet tour, if you will, in the all-star games, the defense doesn't show up as much, and boy, it did on both sides here today. One of the things that you talked about too, Doug, is just the happiness down there. The two Omaha Creighton Prep players just embraced down on the field a minute ago with a big hug, and probably been together and dreamed together and all that for all these years. This is the last time they'll ever be together.
And a lot of these kids, or maybe not a lot, but a good number of them, will be playing again here at Foster Field. Sam Stoltenberg of Creighton Prep, Luke McNitt of Kearney, Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw, Travis Maddox of Plattsmouth, David Squires of Kearney Catholic, Benny Ross of Kearney of Perkins County, Alex Hunt of Aurora, and Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central, all in the 2013 recruiting class here at UNK. And it doesn't matter where they're going, Wayne State, Chadron State, Iowa, Iowa Western, or someone like Tradion Holland is going to go play basketball at Central Community College. There's some great talent out here, and it was an honor to get to call the game. This is our Misco Sports postgame show, the final stats just becoming finalized, and we should have those for you here in just a moment. Don't forget the Shrine Bowl brought to you in part by Kappa. They have a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See kappagrains.com to make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all of these athletes and their future endeavors from Kappa Grains. And we're back with more from the Shrine Bowl after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
And back here on the Misco Sports postgame show, oh, it's always good to have our statisticians out there and, you know, people that are older than me that can remember things like this. Larry says Lions was in Class C back in the 1970s, so Budgeta most likely the first eight-man player to ever be named a most valuable player along with Tyler Kavan of Wahoo. Before we give you the final stats here, we want to remind you that the Nebraska softball team will be playing Florida in an elimination game at the College World Series in Oklahoma City, and that will get underway at 6 o'clock tonight. Earlier today, Tennessee beat Washington 1-0, and Oklahoma pounded Texas 10-2 in winner's bracket games. If Nebraska can upset Florida, then they would be back into an elimination game tomorrow. In Major League or in college baseball, Arkansas leads Wichita State 3-1, bottom of the eighth. That's an elimination game. Texas A&M leads San Antonio 6-1 in the ninth inning of their elimination game. Some finals from earlier today in college baseball. It was Georgia Tech leading 5-0. They're delayed by rain. Central Arkansas leads Mercer 3-1. They're delayed by rain. Clemson eliminated St. Louis 10-2. Valparaiso eliminated Florida 5-4. Mississippi eliminated Binghamton 8-4. Florida Atlantic eliminated Canisius 14-6. Army is knocked out today by North Carolina Wilmington 9-5. Virginia Tech beat Coastal Carolina 9-1. Alabama stays alive over Savannah State 3-2. And Oklahoma State beat Bowling Green 7-3. Both Indiana and Illinois out of the Big Ten were winners yesterday, 2 weeks away from the College World Series and the eight-man All-Star game. Here are a look at some of the final stats of the ball game. And Larry, I'll let you chime in whenever you want, but let's take a look at the North. Tyler Kavan, 14 carries, 102 yards. Matt Klein of Scott's Bluff, 11 carries, 60 yards. Isaac Ockery of Millard North, 10 carries for 27 yards. The fullback, Marcus Kirkland of Lincoln High, 6 carries for 19 yards. Trent Ostis of Valentine and Zach Martin each had 1 carry for 1 yard. 45 rushing attempts for 216 yards for the North.
And it was an old school amount of yards there. I mean, that this 162 yards here by Tyler Kavan and Matt Klein were old, tough yards. And you talked about it a pretty fair amount of the way through. Matt Klein did a great job. I mean, he carries the ball for 11 times for 60 yards, tremendous average. But what he did do was clear the way for another 102 yards. I mean, he really did a nice job.
Throwing the ball for the North, Zach Martin. He was 7 out of 13 from Omaha North for 77 yards. Isaac Ockery of Millard North, he only threw it once, and it was the 21-yard touchdown pass to Nate Rogers. So through the air, the North was 8 of 14 for 98 yards, and receiving Nate Rogers 4 for 70 out of South Sioux City. He had the lone touchdown. Tyler Kavan of Wahoo, 3 receptions, 23 yards. So he had 125 all-purpose yards in the game. Nate Taggy of Lakeview, 1 reception for 5 yards. Jordan Beller had 5 punts today, averaging 33 yards. And in the second half, that was it. In the fourth quarter there, we punted it 3 times. It was all into the wind. Had a couple of good ones there as well. And he did connect on a 33-yard field goal on the final play of the first half. Taking a look, defense or all-purpose for the North, they had 308 yards, which was about 200 yards more than the South.
Yeah, that was the big stat for me, that with 6 minutes left in the game, the South had 88 total yards. That really was the difference.
Defensively for the North, Colin Mertlich out of Blair led the way with 8 tackles. He had 1 pass breakup. Nick DeLuca of Millard North and Eric Evans from Waverly each had 7 tackles in the ball game. Tana Mazur of Boone Central, Riley Shoemaker of Grand Island Central Catholic, and Maurice Moore of Lincoln North Star each had an interception in this football game today. And just 1 sack, that was Luke Drozik, the big fella, gets the sack from Elkhorn South. We will take a look now at the final numbers in the ball game, taking a look at what the South was able to do today. Offensively, it just wasn't there. They had 114 yards total on 50 plays, which was 9 fewer than what the North had. Jake Fowler, 6 carries, 22 yards out of Adams Central. Tyler Rice was able to carry the ball from Papillion La Vista twice for 20 yards. Devin Washington expected so much more out of him today from Lincoln Southeast. 6 carries, 16 yards. Quarterback Najee Jackson, 4 carries, 14 yards. Luke McNitt, 8 carries, 11 yards. A shocking number there. Harrison Jordan, the fullback out of Omaha Westside, 3 carries and 8 yards. And then Quentin Williams had an end around that got blown up out of Millard South for a negative 8. So 30 rushes and just 83 yards on the ground for the South. Really shocking in that statistical category.
Unbelievable. I think of the firepower that I just, as you were reading through there, I was thinking of the firepower on that side. None of it ever got in the game.
Luke McNitt, 3 of 12 through the air, 1 pick for 24 yards. Najee Jackson, 3 of 8, the quarterback out of Lincoln Southeast, 7 yards, 2 interceptions. The South, 6 of 20 through the air, 3 interceptions, 31 yards. And so the 31 through the air, the 83 on the ground, the 114 total yards. Tyler Rice, 3 catches, 17 yards. Tredion Hollins from Omaha Central, just 2 catches for 7 yards. Jake Fowler of Adams Central, 1 carry for 7 yards. Zach Decker, Beatrice, didn't hear his name much in the fourth quarter, but I thought he really had a good game punting, also place kicking, and he was in there on a couple of plays on special teams. He did have four punts for an average of just under 40 yards in the ball game. He did have the only points of the game for the South on a 25-yard field goal. Taking a look at defensively what the South did here today, Turner Gaines, he had a great game from Omaha Burke. Colton Steer of Crete, both had 10 tackles in the game. Ryan McKeever, who we voted for as the defensive MVP of Omaha Scut, he had 9 tackles in the contest. And the interceptions today, they weren't interceptions, they were fumble recoveries. Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central and Zach Decker from Beatrice each had a fumble recovery in the ball game today for the South. So that's where you're at between these two ball clubs here today. 9-3, the North wins the 55th annual Shrine Bowl. We'll wrap it up from Foster Field right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
And welcome back to the MISCO Sports postgame show. MISCO Sports taking care of the athletes in central Nebraska and throughout the state for the past 40-plus years, getting you ready for softball, baseball, if you're playing a little old man sport. The little kids are pretty much taken care of, but it's never too late to think about all the travel teams that you've got going on, the camps that are going on for every sport. And, of course, when it's time for football, volleyball, cross country this fall, MISCO Sports is the place to be. I want to thank all of our fine sponsors. And, Larry, just, I guess, final thoughts on the first game here in Kearney in the Shrine Bowl.
I loved it. I hope it's able to stay. I get it that it's really – that's the decision of nobody other than really the NCAA. But I thought Kearney did a great job. Anytime UNK gets to put anything on, it's done first class. And I love for the university. I'm an alum, graduate of this place. I love it when they can get a chance to get the exposure because they do it first class every time.
Well, it will be here next year. We'll be here along with it. And it was a low-scoring game here today at Foster Field. Zach Decker's 25-yard field goal for the South with a minute one to go in the first. Then Jordan Beller out of Norfolk Catholic hit a 33-yarder on the final play of the first half, 3-3 at halftime. And a 21-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Ockery of Millard North to Nate Rogers of South Sioux City with 10:40 to go in the game. Extra point was no good, but it didn't matter because there was no more scoring. The North 9, the South 3. The Shrine Bowl brought to you in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. And 2 weeks from today, it is the 8-man All-Star Game. Can you imagine Budgeta and that? He was just named the Shrine Bowl MVP on defense. Nate Budgeta and many, many others, Tyler Schnitzler, many other great 8-man players, 2 weeks from today in Hastings. And we will have it for you right here on Classic Hits. Mike will have the call of the ball game. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, thanks, Bakes.
You got it. I loved it.
This is Doug Duda from Foster Field in Kearney. Again, the final score in the 55th annual Shrine Bowl, the North 9, the South 3. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Hi, my name